federal law designed to protect the firearms industry from lawsuits by cities and crime victims is constitutional. Judge Jack Weinstein says the new law does not apply to the case in New York. The new law bars lawsuits against gun makers or sellers, except for lawsuits that allege they knowingly violated a law. The city case claims gun suppliers violated public nuisance laws by negligently and recklessly marketing its weapons. The judge says it fits the exception. Gun manufacturers probably will appeal. A federal advisory panel says the first skin patch to treat attention deficit hyperactivity disorder in children is effective and safe. The panel is recommending to the Food and Drug Administration the patch's label encourage its use as an alternate treatment, however. In effect, that means the experts want doctors to prescribe it only if the child has problems taking pills. The determination the patch is safe came from an FDA reviewer who had concerns about its side effects, but he reconsidered that opinion. A federal judge says a lesbian student can sue her California school district and her principal for telling her mother that she's a lesbian. The judge says the 17-year-old can claim her privacy rights were violated. The American Civil Liberties Union of Southern California says it's apparently the first time a judge recognized that a student has a right not to have her sexual orientation disclosed to her parents. Italy's Interior Ministry says the security plan for the Winter Olympics in Turin is an advanced stage of preparation. The minister repeated a warning that the Games could be a possible target for terrorists. Opening ceremonies are to take place just 70 days from now. Among other things, the plan provides for 9,000 police. Alabama may allow public high schools to teach an elective course in Bible literacy. It would rely on a textbook published by the Virginia-based Bible Literacy Project. The state House Speaker says the organization has worked hard to develop a constitutionally sound program. Critics say it is the latest attempt by Christians to preach in public schools. This is Air America Radio News.
So, isn't this a nice restaurant?
It's fabulous, but...
What? You were wondering if I brought enough cash?
Well, no, but...
No worries. I've got the Dynasys Visa prepaid card. It's good anywhere Visa debit is accepted.
Great, but...
And the Dynasys card is so legit, it's the player's choice of prepaid cards.
But, baby...
Yeah.
Who are all these guys?
Them? That's Vladimir Guerrero, Frank Thomas, Pedro Martinez, Kurt Schilling, Greg Maddox, and that there is my man, Pudge Rodriguez.
Well, your man...
What?
Won't let me eat my dinner.
Yo, Pudge, quit blocking the plate.
Dynasys Visa prepaid card. No credit checks, no bank account needed. Call 1-800-406-3636 to get yours today. Loaded at thousands of retailers. Use it online, pay bills, or get cash at ATMs. Dynasys, the card you deserve, the name you trust. Call 1-800-406-3636. That's 1-800-406-3636. Official licensee, Major League Baseball Players Association. Issued by MetaBank, Sioux Falls, South Dakota.
Mom just turned 82. I really worry about her living alone.
My mom's 74. This is the first year she's going to be on her own. It's pretty scary.
My dad's 88. He's in great shape, but I still need to check on him several times a day.
Each year, more and more older Americans choose to maintain their independence and live alone. But if you're a child of one of them, you worry. What would happen if they became ill, got injured, or fell, and were unable to reach a phone? The answer is a small pendant from Alert USA. This two-way personal emergency response system is meant for those times when help is needed, but the phone is out of reach. The wearer simply presses the pendant, alerting our monitoring station, who then summons help to their residence. Right now, for a limited time, get the Alert USA system for just 50 cents a day. For a free brochure, call 1-800-401-8833. That's 1-800-401-8833. Act now and receive a smoke detector with free 24-hour monitoring when you subscribe. 1-800-401-8833.
Ever send an email that you wish you could get back? We've all had it. Send or regret. That feeling you get right after you send an email with the wrong attachment, the wrong information, or to the wrong person. Now you can get those emails back with Big String, the world's first recallable, erasable, self-destructing email. Big String lets you send emails that self-destruct, can't be printed, can't be saved, can't be forwarded. Now you can have the ultimate in email privacy and control for yourself or your business. Now you can self-destruct or change your email after it's already been sent or read. You'll never have to worry about an embarrassing email again. It's your email, and You should decide who gets to read it and for how long. Send important emails, pictures, and documents with total peace of mind that Big String is protecting you. Protect your privacy and take control of your email. Act now and get an extra 6 months of Big String absolutely free. To get your extra 6 months of Big String absolutely free, go to BigString2.com. That's BigString, the number 2.com. BigString2.com for total email privacy and control.
Hey, Truth Seekers, this is Martin Malloy. Please join my good friend Peter Werber for a week of fun and frivolity with the Flying Monkey Bite. I'll be back on Monday, so until then, have a great week. Hit the malls and watch your back.
Imagine yourself heaven. Try. No hell below us. Above us, only sky. Imagine all people living for today. The color girl said, take a walk on the wild side. 1, 2, 3, 4. Imagine there's no countries. It isn't hard to do that. Nothing to give up or die.
So you thought George Bush was all bad. Listen to him do John Lennon's song.
Imagine all people.
Absolutely amazing. That's the soft side of George W. Bush. Hi, Peter Werbe with you on the Mike Malloy Show. 866-303-2270 is our number all across America and all across the world via the Internet, broadcasting on the Air America Radio Network. George W. Bush singing Imagine, the world's most radical song. Isn't that odd that it is so radical and so popular? That's what's so amazing when you get, like, the top 10 of all rock and roll songs. And in many ways, not even a rock and roll song, is it? In fact, that was kind of rocked up a bit. Think about John just playing that on his piano. Yeah. By the way, that also, I played another song from this album last night, is available at thepartyparty.com, thepartyparty.com. And also, while you're there, if you don't mind, a few offensive words. I had to cut the song a little short last night. Dick is a killer about Cheney, but yeah. Oh, that would be so. Maybe you know, I don't know. I mean, you think with this little program called Pro Tools, you can make anybody say anything. But maybe that was real. Maybe he secretly in his... Now, you know what? I don't think so. I think he is one mean MF. George W. Bush, all those people, they're like those nasty, rich frat boys that I went to Michigan State with back in the day. And, you know, when we did something wrong, whether we got bad grades or, you know, got caught getting high or get caught with a woman, back then they didn't let you do stuff like that. Out of school. But these guys, because their daddies, their rich daddies were all, and they were always had like, I don't know, Sigma Betas or something like that. They always, you know, they had these Greek letters. And No matter what they did, got in fights, wrecked their cars, got drunk, bad grades, knocked up their girlfriend, as they used to say back in the day, they'd be back in class on Monday. They never had to live out the consequences of their catastrophic mistakes. And it's the same thing as here. Same thing's happening in America. The same thing's happening in Iraq. The same thing's happening around the world. These guys never have to pay the cost, do they? Because they're the rich, they're the powerful, they're the famous, they're the prestigious. And we, the drones, the middle class, the working class, the poor. We're just there as objects for them to move around in their grand schemes of the economy and politics and war. We argue among ourselves, and you know what? They just keep on going, don't they? Doesn't matter. Drunk rich frat boys, screwing up all the time, wrecking businesses, wrecking cars, wrecking lives. All right, hey, Peter Werbe here, getting carried away. I'll tell you why I'm getting carried away. Here's the way I do this show. Let's go behind the scenes in showbiz. With the internet, I can't even remember barely doing a talk show without the internet. I've been doing it for, that's a long time, isn't it? 35 years old. Just think, I've been doing it since I was 3 years old, a child prodigy. And then we would just take a newspaper and we'd cut out the articles, or we would go to what they called the wire, right? And the machine that spit out copy that someone typed in New York or Los Angeles, and then we would rip it and read it like that. And so you had a few stories. Now, of course, I come in here and I sometimes have like 2 inches thick of stories, and I always say that I'm overprepared and underorganized. And when last time I did a full-time syndicated talk show, I know the general manager who would come in and look at the console, and she said, "Peter, how can you tell what's going on there?" And I said, I can't. It's driving me insane. I lose everything in here. So she just racked her brains and tried to think of things like racks, since she was racking her brains, and never could come up with anything. So the internet, where I'm broadcasting from at the station in Detroit, and the internet is down all over the building. Big $12, $15 million brand new building, they're down. And I send myself stories, and then I print them out here, and then I read them. You know, I come in here maybe an hour and a half before the show, read them, mark the parts that I want to bring out and talk to you about and have you comment on. And so all of a sudden I walk in here, you know, about an hour and a half ago, and they say, "Sorry, it's down." And I went, what am I going to do? Suddenly this slight panic came in. And it occurred to me that I have so many stories from the rest of the week that I don't need them. And in fact, what we used to do was we would stay on one topic. We would talk about abortion or capital punishment or whatever president was in power and go on. But, well, I've got enough here, I guess. In fact, some of it just came back up. Part of it did, at least. In fact, the engineers here told me that they can't even guarantee that it's going to stay. So for now, I can read who you are on our screen, which is actually at Air America headquarters in New York. I'm reading it here in Detroit. Technology. At 34 minutes after the hour, I'm going to be talking with Lamar Waldron. He's the co-author of Ultimate Sacrifice, John and Robert Kennedy, The Plan for a Coup in Cuba, and The Murder of JFK. That's right. It's another Kennedy book. And you think, man, what is left to overturn? Well, Lamar Waldron and, of course, Tom Hartman, best known as a nationally syndicated radio show host on Air America and Sirius Satellite Radio and morning talk show host in Portland, they put together 17 years of research. This is a blockbuster. So we'll be talking with Lamar Waldron. Tom Hartman, he goes to bed at 6 p.m. I mean, I guess he gets up at 3. All right, a few remarks, and then we'll get to our phone, so please join me. 866-303-2270 is our phone number. Oh, yeah, and as long as it works, all the email that I can handle, and I can barely handle it. Boy, you folks responded heavily to all that conversation last night about what bumper stickers do you have on your cars. Calltalkyes@yahoo.com. Calltalkyes@yahoo.com. Since so far I've only been doing business, I'll give you my personal website, peterwerbe.com. Last name is W-E-R-B-E, B as in boy, W-E-R-B-E.com. A number of people wrote into Peter Werbe. I like that. Well, imagine Bush was just singing just a little while ago, no countries, no, and peace, people living in peace. And I guess he's trying to go that way. Yeah, here's people getting slaughtered, and he doesn't even want to look at it, does he? The economy grew a little again, and we didn't lose any more jobs, didn't get a lot, but he was just virtually running out to a press conference to announce that things were going well. In the meantime, though, 10 Marines had died. Remember, he's urging patience, And it's a little too late for patients on the part of the Marines that died yesterday. A little too late for the parents of them. A little too late for the 11 Marines that were wounded then as well. So while 10 Marines were killed near Fallujah by a roadside bomb, Bush knew about it before he made remarks this morning at 10:45 a.m. in the Rose Garden and for this press conference. And there was a question to nasty, snotty little Scotty McLean, his spokesperson. Can I ask, when the president came to the Rose Garden this morning about 10:45, that hour, did the White House already know about this attack on the Marines in Fallujah? McClellan, yes, we did. The president was informed about the loss of the Marines last night and those that were injured, and then he was briefed again this morning. And he didn't mention it. Didn't say a damn thing. Didn't want to take his eyes off the prize, the good news about the economy. There is a split, as they used to say in the old workers' movement, in the ruling class, that's for sure. There's a number of people that I believe being put up by the Pentagon who realizes what a disaster the war in Iraq is and has no patience for what Bush wants us to do. They want us out. And on one hand, they're providing the cover for it. I'll tell you about it when we come back. An important ex-general who is a prominent figure at a conservative think tank. I mean, I know it's an oxymoron, but a right-wing think tank says, got to get out. Peter Werbe on the Mike Malloy Show, 866-303-2270. Be right back on Air America Radio.
You're listening to the Mike Malloy Show on Air America Radio.
I wondered who kept turning up the heat and why I couldn't get a good night's sleep. My body was just announcing that menopause was arriving. Good thing I'd heard about Menacheck.
The Menacheck Menopause Indicator Test is FDA approved and easy to use. It accurately measures FSH, a hormone that becomes elevated with the arrival of menopause.
Menacheck helped end the uncertainty. Today, I feel great.
Menacheck, available at Walgreens and other fine retailers. Learn more at menacheck.com.
Why shop at Borders for holiday gifts? Let's compare.
I thought this wet dry vac would be perfect for you because you impress me as a person who will vacuum in any condition.
Or
I thought this James Patterson novel would be perfect for you because you impress me as a person of mystery and intrigue.
At Borders, you'll find hundreds of thoughtful gifts for under $10. Borders, open up a season of surprises.
When you struggle with credit card bills every month, you're not just in debt. Debt is all around you.
I see people every day that are on the brink. They're going to go over the edge, and at the bottom is bankruptcy, and we pull them back.
The people who provide Care One Credit Counseling Services know how to help you get out of debt and get on with your life. So call now, 800-297-3019. That's 800-297-3019. We can help you stop the collection calls, pay off your debt sooner, and save up to 57% every month.
You do get to consolidate your payments. You only have to worry about making one payment a month instead of making three or four or five.
Call for licensing details. Get out of debt and get on with your life. Gather up your bills and talk to the people who can help, to the people who care. Call Care One Credit Counseling now. 800-297-3019. 800-297-3019. That's 800-297-3019.
If you need a better way to present or collaborate during your conference calls, the solution is simple. Web conferencing with GoToMeeting. During your call, everyone logs on to GoToMeeting.com and your computer desktop shows up on their computer screen. It's perfect for sales or product demos, training, or real-time collaboration. It's just like you're all in the same room. GoToMeeting is so easy, all you need is a PC, phone, and internet connection. And it's affordable. You're not charged per minute like other providers. So meet as often as you want for as long as you need for one low monthly rate. With GoToMeeting, you can meet with anyone, anywhere without leaving your office. You can try GoToMeeting free for 30 days with unlimited meetings. For this special offer, visit www.gotomeeting.com. Click the radio microphone and use promo code America. That's GoToMeeting.com, radio microphone, promo America. Discover the power of web conferencing with GoToMeeting.
You know, people pay as much as $48 for a pound of gourmet coffee, as much as $150 for a diet pill. Well, what if we combine the two into a great-tasting coffee that guarantees you'll lose weight? Well, we have, and it's called Slim Cafe. A combination of 7 safe and effective diet ingredients blended into a gourmet coffee. This 28-ounce bag of Slim Cafe is a 45-day supply. Simply replace your coffee with ours and watch those pounds fade away. And if you don't lose 5 or 10 pounds, well, return it for a full refund, no questions asked. Get started on your own weight loss program by calling toll-free now. You'll get a 45-day supply of delicious Slim Cafe for only $39.95. And remember, if you don't start losing pounds, return it for a full refund. Call now and start your day with Slim Cafe. Call toll-free right now, 1-800-399-6220. That's 1-800-399-6220. Call now, 1-800-399-6220.
Hey, truth seekers, it's time for your humble and obedient servant, more of Mike Malloy.
Peter Werby in for Mike Malloy, broadcasting from Detroit, Michigan. I was going to play some of my music, but what the hell, that's a great Bush theme song, Sympathy for the Devil, that's right. We're talking about the call of George W. Bush for patience, the 10 Marines that died yesterday. They don't need patience anymore. Their parents, I don't know how you can say it. Do they have to have patience any longer? Anyway, there's a split among the rulers, and it's pretty clear that a good segment of them could be even Poppy, you know, Bush's daddy, understands that the kid has got the U.S. and the Army and everything that they've tried to achieve over the years in a world of trouble. Mom, Barbara, I shouldn't say that. I can't even say this. Mike says stuff like that nasty old, you know, he calls her names like that. She deserves it, too. She's an awful woman. But different sectors are beginning to lead the call for withdrawal, beginning with John Murtha, who is very close to the Pentagon and is a decorated war hero, unlike the chicken hawks that inhabit the Washington right now. Anyways, U.S. ex-general calls for Iraq pullout. A number of you sent me this as well, so I'll go through it quickly. The U.S. general who used to head the National Security Agency says the only way to stabilize the Middle East is for the U.S. to get out of Iraq. I kind of ad-libbed that. Retired 3-star Lieutenant General William Odom, writing for NiceManWatchdog.org. Oh, Neiman, sorry. Not big nice man. What the hell is that? No, it's Neiman, N-I-E-M-A-N. Watchdog. Shows you I'm nice. I added the C. I saw that. So it's Neiman, N-I-E-M-A-N, or Neiman. Wrote that while Bush wants to bring democracy and stability to the Middle East, the only way to achieve that goal is for the U.S. armed forces to get out of Iraq now. Now, a rogue general? No, I don't think so. He's one of the most respected U.S. military analysts and a prominent figure at the conservative Hudson Institute in Washington. He says there's no chance that our allies will join us in Iraq. In fact, they're getting out. The coalition of the billing is understanding that it's not in their interest, so they're starting to withdraw as well. Ukraine, who was it? We learned yesterday. Ukraine and Poland, wasn't? Iraq is the worst place to fight a battle for regional stability. Whose interests were best served by the U.S. invasion of Iraq in the first place? This is the general again. It turns out that Iran and al-Qaeda benefited the most, and that continues to be true. Every day, U.S. forces remain there. What more do we need to know? Man. Let's see here. Where are we going? I don't see any numbers on here, so we'll do what I often do, whoever's been waiting the longest. Let's go out. We're not very far from you folks in New York. It's Dave in Queens. Dave, hi. It's Peter Werby on the Mike Malloy Show.
Yeah, hi, Peter. How are you doing? Good evening.
Doing great. Thanks.
Yeah, I think your opening, I think you nailed it on the head when you talked about what Republicans are about. These people are simply bullies. I can remember going back to high school and when I was in college and you had those little cliques of Republicans, you know, whether it was certain fraternities, obviously not all fraternities, or certain sports teams, again, obviously not all sports teams, and not everybody on it, but they would, you had situations where women were abused, you had situations where there was vandalism at the high school and vandalism at the college. The administrators knew about it, but since these were part of like the good old boys network and these were part of like these right-wing crowds and these little right-wing thugs, they were allowed to get away with it. When you had other people on campus, especially minorities, as soon as they did something, boom, that's it. You know, they're coming before, they're having a hearing, law enforcement's involved, the police are brought over, they get expelled or they get disciplined, et cetera. And I think that relates to the larger theme in life. I had a conservative, I go to law school now, and I had a conservative actually tell me that he believes that government is about power. He said government is about rewarding your friends. These people, their only philosophy is simply that whatever their friends say they can do, they can do. If it's healthcare, for example, and you have HMO bureaucrats and HMO insurance companies, they give money to the GOP. If their policies kill people, the philosophy of conservatism is, so what? You have that on the environment. You have that on education. You have it on all these issues, child health care. I mean, you go across the list, Iraq, with the war profiteering. These people, the only thing is their belief of government is, hey, use the people, whether they're Americans, Iraqis, or whatever, steal from them as much as you can, and reward those 1% who donate money and they, in their minds, help get them reelected.
You got it. You know, Dave, when you pass the bar, I want you to be my lawyer.
I'll try my best.
Hey, one other thing. I just have, memories. When I would be walking down the street in East Lansing, Michigan, and this crowd of frats would go by, in their Ford convertibles, and they're 19 years old, and they got a brand-new Ford convertible, and their little golf shirts with the, what do they got, an alligator or something. And I remember them yelling out at me, "Get your hair cut, hippie!"
I mean, some of the things they say, obviously the epithets, I wouldn't be able to say them over the years, so I'm not going to.
Yeah.
But, I don't have a problem with law and order. I think we should, if we're going to have laws, let's apply them. But there's a double standard. I mean, if George Bush was, let's say, an African-American in the inner city of Houston, and that person did any, even one-tenth of the things that George Bush has done in his life, that
he'd
person would be sitting in jail for 20 years right now.
You know what really brings this out? Oh, man, my mind is stopped up. There's a novel by Kurt Vonnegut, and there's this lake, and there's this the protagonist. He teaches at this school for rich kids that aren't able to get in any other school. They've been kicked out of all these other schools, the ne'er-do-wells of the upper class. At the other end of the lake, there's a prison, right? And that's where the poor in the inner city go. All right, thanks a lot, Dave. I appreciate it. We're going to take a break, and let's see. Yeah, we're going to come back. We're going to talk about the Kennedy assassination. You think the Kennedy assassination, isn't everything been said that there is to say? You won't think so after we've talked to Lamar Waldron. It's the Mike Malloy Show. Peter Werbe here with you right back on Air America Radio.
Are you losing your hair? Fight back with Avacor, now with Boost, which gives you visibly thicker hair with the first application.
I'm 20 years old and I've been losing my hair for 3 years. I started using Avacor and my hair stopped falling out. It's working.
Well, I'm 72 years old and I can tell you honestly, I have a fuller, healthier head of hair now than I did when I was 18 years old. Avacor really worked.
Whether you're 20, 72, or any age in between, Avacor works. An Avacor Boost will improve your hair's appearance the same day you receive your order. Call now and find out how you can get 3 months of Avacor free with your order. Call 1-800-884-6270. That's 1-800-884-6270. This is a limited time offer, so call right now. 1-800-884-6270. That's 1-800-884-6270.
This is your Mother Jones Minute. Here's Mother Jones publisher, Jay Harris.
Quick, whose words are these? The government of the United States is not in any sense founded on a Christian religion. If you guessed America's founding fathers, you're right. The quote is from the 1797 Treaty of Tripoli. Those words were approved unanimously by the Senate and signed by President John Adams. They dovetail nicely with the Constitution, which doesn't mention God, and the Bill of Rights, which established the separation of church and state. They show America as the founders intended, the world's first secular government. Recently, religious right-wingers have tried to undermine American principles by rewriting America's history. But don't be fooled. One of our core strengths has always been the religious diversity allowed to flourish when the government stays out of religion. That tradition is our true heritage and our true strength.
For the best investigative reporting and news, visit MotherJones.com. This has been a Mother Jones Minute.
If you're considering a loan or bankruptcy to get out of debt, it's time for you to stop and think about how your decision will affect your finances and your credit rating. Before you do anything, talk to the experts at Trinity First. They'll provide you with a free debt analysis and a proven plan to get you out of debt.
We owe thousands in credit card debt. Those past due notices were piling up, and the collection calls were getting ugly.
Trinity looked at our situation and put us on a plan.
We started saving money, and we stopped dodging phone calls.
Trinity gave us one monthly payment we could handle.
They reduced our interest, so over time, we saved thousands.
If your debt has you down, call Trinity.
We did. Now we're debt-free for keeps.
Trinity!
Call the experts at Trinity for your free debt analysis at 800-936-7649. That's 800-936-7649. Call now, 800-936-7649.
If getting life insurance is on your things to-do list, now you can get a term life policy in just 10 minutes. 10 minutes to get up to $250,000 of term life insurance if you qualify through Jefferson National Life Insurance Company. Call now for a free quote. 1-866-492-2500. With Jefferson National, there's no medical exam, no long forms, and no agent will visit you. Just take 10 minutes over the phone. If you qualify, your term life coverage starts right away. Call now. 1-866-492-2500. Getting life insurance has never been easier to cross off your list. Contains limitations not available in all states. Term life issued by Jefferson National, Dallas, Texas, under form number JNL-SEL-03, and the American Life Insurance Company of New York, New York, under form number ANLY-SEL-03. Call Jefferson National now, 1-866-492-2500, 1-866-492-2500. That's 1-866-492-2500.
All your critical information is on your office PC. To work from home or while traveling, you have to copy everything to disk, email files to yourself, or sync up your laptop. What a hassle. Here's your solution. GoToMyPC, the easiest, most secure access solution on the market. With GoToMyPC, you can access your office PC from anywhere in the world, all over the internet. Log on to GoToMyPC.com and your desktop instantly appears just as if you were sitting in front of your office computer. Work with all your programs and files, check email, and access any network resource. All you need is internet access, no additional software, and it works automatically with firewalls. With GoToMyPC, anything you can do at your office PC, you can now do from, well, anywhere. You can try GoToMyPC free for 30 days with unlimited access. Visit www.gotomypc.com, click the radio listener link, and use promo code AMERICA. That's gotomypc.com. Radio listener link, promo AMERICA. Try GoToMyPC free today.
So you want to stop smoking? Well, here's what I want you to do. Go to a drugstore and take a stop smoking product off the shelf. Go to the cashier. Tell him you don't want to pay for the product. You just want to take it home and try it. And if and only if you stop smoking, will you then come back and pay for it? Most likely, if you tried this, you'd be arrested. But as silly as this sounds, this is exactly what the Smoke-Free free trial offer is. Smoke-Free is a complete all-natural stop smoking system. And when you call today, they will send you a 30-day supply of the program absolutely free. This program eliminates withdrawals, cravings, and includes a 30-day supply of the Smoke-Free capsules, a Guide to Living Smoke-Free book, an audio support program, a capsule holder, and a bottle of weight loss capsules, just in case you are worried about gaining weight while you're trying to quit. To find out if you qualify for this free trial offer, join the tens of thousands who have quit for life with Smoke-Free. Call 1-800-684-5908. That's 1-800-684-5908. This is a limited-time offer, so call 1-800-684-5908 now.
And now, back to Peter Werby on the Mike Molloy Show.
Thank you, Mike. Peter Werby here with you, broadcasting from Detroit, Michigan, 866-303-2270 on the Air America Radio Network. I opened up the show saying, making the comparison. Maybe it's not even a comparison. George W. Bush, all of these guys running the country, like these rich frat boys that I used to go to Michigan State University with back in the day, who never had to suffer the consequences of their catastrophic bad choices. In fact, the fact that they never had to bear responsibility for anything never made them think about what they're going to do. And you can see that it still happens today. Now, I got this email from Mike in St. Paul. He wrote into calltalkyes@yahoo.com. He said, Peter, when I went to University of Wisconsin at Madison, I lived in a hippie housing cooperative. We were located on Langdon Street on Lake Mendota, right smack dab in the middle of Frat Boyville. Believe me, we took so much crap from these guys. It really hit a nerve when you made the frat boy analogy on tonight's show. To think these little rich brats who used to call us names such as granola head, hippie pig, potheads, commies, weren't we? I was all that. I mean, I wasn't a pig. Anyways, he says, really, their mantra of personal responsibility means everyone is held accountable except for them. The rich frat boys turned president, chief of staff, senator, secretary of state, attorney general, etc. I guess the Iraq war is one really bad frat prank, huh? Oops, call dad. Maybe he can get me out of this one. Yeah, well, I don't think so. I think Dad may be trying to get him out, but the stack of bodies that is piled in Iraq, no one can ever get him out of that. And either if he doesn't make it to The Hague, at least he should make it to the hottest room in hell. One of the ways that I got radical in the 1960s turned into, what did he say here, a granola head, hippie pig, pothead commie, was around the Kennedy assassination and reading the debunkers of the Warren Commission. And I've read a lot about it over the last long time, right? 30, 40 years or whatever. And I thought it was done. I didn't think anything new could be said about it. But, man, I was wrong. Lamar Waldron and Tom Hartman have put together a brand new book for Carroll and Graf Publishers. It's called Ultimate Sacrifice, John and Robert Kennedy, The Plan for a Coup in Cuba. That's brand new. And the Murder of JFK. Lamar Waldron has done groundbreaking research and has been cited in media outlets ranging from Vanity Fair and the New Republic to the History Channel. And Tom Hartman, one of our own, a prominent talk show host, his show is syndicated on Air America and Sirius Satellite Radio. Joining us from Atlanta, Lamar Waldron, the co-author. Lamar, welcome to the Mike Malloy Show. Peter Werbe here with you.
Glad to be here, Peter.
All right. Gee, am I jumping the gun if I say who did it?
No, you can say who did it, and we can also let your listeners know that this JFK assassination is not ancient history. It ties into what you've just been talking about, and it really helps to explain how the same agencies, and in some cases the same people, keep making the same mistakes over and over and over, and America pays the price, and yet this cloak of secrecy remains. But we're starting to tear it apart with this book, I think.
Well, tell us what took 17 years of research. I mean, on the face of it, and you're probably going to get mad at me for even saying this, it looks like everything that's been said has been said, every bit of research, every nook and cranny, every possible conspiracy theory investigated, any number of theories about who was the trigger man or trigger men. What did you and Tom Hartman do in 17 years?
Well, it really started, with Tom Hartman 17 years ago, and we figured it would take a few months and read a few books and maybe look at a few documents, not that many were out then. But we after looking at all the usual theories and the usual suspects, we weren't satisfied with any of them. All the theories had holes. And what we wound up doing, oddly enough, through Secretary of State Dean Rusk, who I grew up in that Vietnam era. The draft ended the year I became eligible, so didn't have to serve. But, Rusk in the 60s was not exactly a friendly figure to the liberal establishment, certainly not after Vietnam. But oddly enough, it was near the end of his life, Secretary of State Dean Rusk revealed something that started a trail of investigation that eventually led to almost two dozen Kennedy insiders who talked about some things that had never been talked about before in any book. And then that led us, it took many years working behind the scenes and an awful lot of people and an awful lot of other work to help the JFK Assassination Review Board in Washington eventually find and release literally thousands of documents that revealed something pretty incredible that had never been in a book and really has never been in any book until this one. And that's that John and Robert Kennedy had a never-before-revealed, top-secret plan to stage a coup against Fidel Castro and literally invade Cuba, though not like George Bush, to invade Cuba on December 1st, 1963, just 10 days after JFK's Dallas trip.
But wait a minute, hadn't he promised Khrushchev that he wouldn't do this after the missile crisis?
We demolished that myth in the book, thanks to, again, to hundreds of documents. And folks are welcome to read this from the National Security Archive in Washington at University of Georgetown. Has a great book out, a very thick book just on that issue. But Dean Rusk told us when we interviewed him, he said, no, there was no pledge, because part of the deal between JFK and Khrushchev was that Castro would have to allow, and these are terms right out of the Cuban Missile Crisis. People will think I'm copying terms from today, but I'm not. They can go back and look. JFK used these terms. The deal required UN inspections for weapons of mass destruction in Cuba. In other words, the UN had to verify that the nuclear weapons had been taken out before the pledge took effect. Well, Castro was not part of that deal when he found out about that aspect. He said, you know, no UN inspectors are coming into my country.
Yeah, he was furious.
So there was no deal. So, and again, I don't want to cop today's terms, but essentially Kennedy realized he had to do something to prevent the reintroduction of missiles. He was getting beaten up on the right by these potential candidates against him in 64 saying, oh, there's still missiles there and you got to do something and you're soft on Cuba. So JFK was forced to look at what would essentially be called a preemptive invasion, though very, very different from Iraq. And JFK did try very hard to find a peaceful solution with these secret peace negotiations we know about today. They weren't taking effect, and unfortunately, while he was planning this coup and invasion, Bobby Kennedy was running that coup plan. Bobby Kennedy, as Attorney General, was also battling the mafia, three mafia godfathers, families in particular. And those mafia godfathers infiltrated the secret coup plan. So in other words, Bobby was wearing two hats, running the secret coup operation and fighting the mafia. The godfathers, to get rid of that pressure from Bobby Kennedy, infiltrated this top secret coup plan that your listeners are just hearing about tonight for the first time.
Mm-hmm.
And again, there's hundreds, even thousands of pages of documents that have finally been declassified.
And millions of them, you say, not declassified.
Oh, we'll get to that, too. Yeah, okay. At least 1 million
sure.
CIA files, according to a government watchdog agency. And,
well, Lamar Walden, go ahead with the story.
Well, and so the mafia, by linking JFK's death to this secret coup plan that the mobsters had infiltrated, they were able to kill JFK in such a way that again, just a year after the missile crisis, and that nuclear tension forced Bobby Kennedy and key government officials into a cover-up to prevent a thorough investigation, literally to prevent World War III in a nuclear confrontation. Now, I think they had the best of intentions at the time and were literally forced into a box by these godfathers who had ensured that, in other words, you could not expose what really happened to JFK
mm-hmm.
without exposing this coup and invasion plan. That secrecy continued, though, decade after decade after decade, and even people around today, like Cheney and Rumsfeld, Bush 1, had roles in keeping this plan secret, for instance, in the mid-70s, from the Senate Church Committee, looking into the CIA abuses and covered some CIA assassination plots. But this specific operation, codenamed AM World, a term that was only declassified in recent years, has never appeared in any book before. AM World, which was infiltrated by the mafia, CIA operation, part of the coup plan, was kept from the Senate Church Committee at the time when George Bush was high in the Republican Party. He was even CIA director for a time. Cheney and Rumsfeld were in the Ford White House at the time.
Well, let me for it, because we're going to probably hit a break pretty soon. You kind of went over it real quickly. In your book, Ultimate Sacrifice, John and Robert Kennedy, the Plan for a Coup in Cuba and the Murder of JFK, your contention is that that the murder of President Kennedy was done by the mob itself. It wasn't the CIA with the mob hitmen. It wasn't right-wing oil men. It wasn't a host of other people who other theories have attributed to. It's the mob, period.
Well, it's the mob. It's these three mafia godfathers of the mafia families of Chicago, Tampa, and Dallas. And as we reveal in the book, they first tried to kill JFK in Chicago 3 weeks before Dallas. In Tampa, Florida, which we reveal for the first time 4 days before Dallas, an attempt the Kennedys themselves had to cover up, finally in Dallas. Now, again, they did utilize some not so low level CIA people, and we actually have some smoking gun documents in the book that shows when and how much the mafia, you know, paid certain Cuban exiles to basically sell out the Kennedy plan.
Hmm.
Now these are CIA documents, the CIA released. So the CIA as an organization and the highest officials, no, didn't have anything to do with it. Some lower level CIA officials had assets. We name them in the book, and we have the evidence from CIA files.
Well, on the face of it, the first question that occurs to me, and we're going to have to ask you that when we come back, is why, I mean, being under investigation by the government is sort of an occupational hazard for the mob. So I want to ask you when we come back, Lamar Waldron, why would the mob carry out a hit that was could possibly bring the most pressure possible on? All right, Peter Werby on the Mike Malloy Show. We'll be right back on Air America after these.
The Mike Malloy Show on Air America Radio. The Mike Malloy Show on Air America Radio.
Recently, the FDA approved a new ingredient to lower both total and LDL cholesterol. And believe it or not, it's not another drug. This new ingredient is 100% safe and natural, and you can find it in my new Colox formula. Plus, there's now a second ingredient approved to reduce your risk of heart disease and help Colox lower cholesterol even more effectively. And you don't have to take my word for it, since the two active ingredients in my new Colox and Solos formulas are the first non-drug therapies actually approved by our government to lower cholesterol and reduce your risk of heart disease. And today, one of them is free.
That's right, free. Call 800-311-FREE and discover how these products can help you lower your cholesterol over 20% or up to 60 points in 60 days. Call 1-800-311-FREE to order Colox and two free bottles of Solos with your first order. That's over $80 in product free. Call now, 800-311-FREE, or visit us on the web at www.colox.com. That's C-H-O-L-O-X.com.
If you could cut your mortgage payment by 45%, would that make a difference to you? If you're like most people, it can make a difference of hundreds of dollars a month and thousands of dollars a year. That's why the home loan experts at Quicken Loans created the revolutionary new Smart Choice interest-only loan. It's the flexible mortgage that can lower your payment up to 45%. Homeowners nationwide are calling Quicken Loans at 800-396-9711 to discover the difference for themselves. If you have a mortgage you can't afford not to call, you could see a dramatic drop in your payment even if you've recently refinanced. Call 800-396-9711 now to see how Quicken Loans can lower your house payment up to 45%. Quicken Loans is an equal housing lender. State licensing information available on request. In today's economy, you can't afford to wait. See the difference Quicken Loans can make for you. Call Quicken Loans, America's home loan experts, now. 800-396-9711. 800-396-9711. That's 800-396-9711.
You be the judge. New FlexoFactor helps promote joint strength, flexibility, lubrication, range of motion, and even the renewal of cartilage from your hands and knees to your hips and elbows. And we'll prove it by letting you try it free. A $30 bottle, free. FlexoFactor is a new all-natural joint support supplement that combines five specific joint supporting ingredients in one exclusive formula. FlexoFactor helps cushion, lubricate, and strengthen joints and cartilage over time. It's perfect for seniors, weekend athletes, anyone who depends on healthy joints for an active lifestyle. But don't take our word for it. You be the judge. Call now and try a free bottle of FlexoFactor, a $30 value. You simply provide $4.95 to help cover shipping and handling. FlexoFactor. We know that if you try it, you'll buy it. Call 1-800-364-9974. That's 1-800-364-9974. Limit one bottle per household. Call 1-800-364-9974.
Web conferencing has been around for some time, allowing you to hold meetings over the internet during conference calls. You may have heard of WebEx or Live Meeting, but have you checked out their prices? Whoa, talk about expensive. Good news, there's a more affordable way. GoToMeeting. GoToMeeting doesn't charge per minute. For one low, flat monthly rate, hold as many meetings as you want for as long as you need. With GoToMeeting, you don't need to drive or fly to have a meeting anymore. All you need is a PC, phone, and internet connection. And you can collaborate or present with anyone, anywhere in the world, without ever leaving your office. You can try GoToMeeting free for 30 days with unlimited meetings. For this special offer, visit www.gotomeeting.com, click the radio microphone, and use promo code AMERICA. That's gotomeeting.com, radio microphone, promo code AMERICA. Discover the power of web conferencing with GoToMeeting.
No subliminal messages for you to misunderestimate. It's Mike Malloy. He's commonsensical.
All right, thank you. Welcome back. Peter Werby in for Mike Malloy at 866-303-2270. We're talking about the Kennedy assassination. I got some mail here at calltalkyes@yahoo.com. Peter, it's probably too late. No, it's not. But the sympathy for the devil sequence, quoting, I shouted out, who killed the Kennedys, when after all it was you and me, would be pertinent, don't you think? Not according to our guest, Lamar Waldron, who's written the book Ultimate Sacrifice with Tom Hartman. Subtitle is John and Robert Kennedy, The Plan for a Coup in Cuba. This middle part of the subtitle is the key to it all, and the murder of JFK. According to Lamar and Tom, the plot was for a coup in Cuba. The mafia, who was under tremendous heat from Robert Kennedy, infiltrated it, wound up being the people that took out the president. Is that a good summation, Lamar?
Great summary. And, right. you raised an interesting question right before the break, I believe.
Oh, yeah. Now, I learned that in talk. Oh, yeah, in talk show host school. And, you know, it's kind of get people to come back, and then I forgot what it was. Oh, yeah, yeah. I mean, why would the mob do this? It was an occupational hazard to be prosecuted and have the heat on you. Why would they take the chance of bringing the ultimate heat down on them by assassinating the president?
Well, what most people don't realize, and the book thoroughly documents, is it wasn't a routine thing in the early 60s. It had been in the 1950s, and the book documents a lot of connections between organized crime and Richard Nixon and other officials, and the mafia basically had it pretty easy in the 1950s. In fact, JFK and Robert Kennedy really developed their reputations as mob busters in the late 50s because the government really wasn't doing that much. So what the mafia was facing in the 60s with each passing year was an incredible onslaught by the Kennedys, not just against the mafia, but gearing up against Las Vegas. I mean, just incredible things, and so these mafia godfathers from Chicago, from Tampa, from New Orleans, who also controlled Dallas, literally had no choice. Now, one of the godfathers actually explained the rationale for what they were going to do to an FBI informant, so we actually know his thinking.
Well, let's do this. We've only got about 5 minutes, unfortunately. So let's get some callers in on this and do some short questions, please, and we'll get some short answers from Lamar Waldron, the co-author of Ultimate Sacrifice. Chris in New York, go ahead. Actually, I read this wrong, but go ahead. Chris in New York, go ahead. You're on the air.
Hi, how you doing, guys?
Doing great.
Do you want to get into the who of it, of who actually did it? All you got to do is look at the Abraham Zapruder film, watch William Greer, the driver of the car, turn around, shoot Kennedy in the head, and that's the fatal headshot.
All right. Thank you, Chris. Let's see if we can get that from Lamar Waldron. What do you think? I've heard that recently.
Well, and we keep hearing it. And people who used to look at old, really, really, really bad copies of the Zapruder film, it was like a Rorschach test. You could see anything. When you look at a really, really clear version of the Zapruder film, it's really clear that Greer does not do it. We have new information in the book from JFK's close aide, David Powers, who was in the limo right behind JFK, with another JFK aide. They both clearly saw the shots come from the grassy knoll. Told Tom that Powers did on the record. We found out later they had both told the same thing to Speaker Tip O'Neill on the record. It's in his autobiography. So, no, it wasn't the driver. The shots were from the grassy knoll. However, Powers explained to Tom for the first time, that's why the limo driver slowed down. Everyone has always wondered, why did he hit the brakes? The reason is because he thought with the first shot they were driving into an ambush. And, of course, you're going to hit the brakes if you know the shots are coming from in front of.
Sure. Now, what about Lee Harvey Oswald? Did he fire any shots, in your estimation, in your book, Ultimate Sacrifice?
We found no persuasive evidence that he did. And again, since we outlined for the first time that there was an assassination attempt in Chicago, JFK had to literally call off his whole motorcade and tripped at the last moment. There was an unusual ex-Marine with similarities in his pass to Oswald in Chicago. In Tampa, JFK went ahead bravely with his motorcade despite a known threat. There was a young man in his early 20s who had many, many parallels to Oswald, fair play for Cuba, former defector, connection to Russia, mysterious trip to Mexico City. So when you start realizing there wasn't one city, Dallas, there were three. There wasn't one Patsy, there were three. It's clear to us that Oswald was exactly what he said he was, though we do draw the connections in the book, and this is from government officials and documents, that Oswald, on a very low level, was part of this coup plan. As former FBI Director Clarence Kelly wrote, Oswald had, in fact, learned of the plot that your listeners are hearing about for the first time tonight, of the plan to eliminate Castro.
Let's get Sean from Brooklyn in on this. Sean, hi, it's Peter Werby on the Mike Malloy Show. You're talking to Lamar Waldron. Go ahead, a quick question, please.
Yes, I just wanted to say, first of all, that I've been reading the book, which is why I called. I'm at about page 600. It's quite a long book and well worth the read. I just wanted to congratulate Lamar, because I think it's like the Rosetta Stone of the Kennedy assassination, because, I mean, it actually begins to put into perspective all kinds of things that previously had seemed to be at odds with each other. So I think it's a great read. I recommend it. But what I really wanted to ask Lamar was that given the way in which multiple levels of secrecy and double dealing, that you can have this kind of blowback in which, as you illustrate in the book, the mafia turns the whole plan against the Kennedys, have you given any thought to what might have happened on September 11th? Is it not possible that a lot of the elements, that it wasn't so much the government planned it, but that a lot of the elements were actually in place for something else and were turned against the government? Have you ever thought about that?
Thank you, Sean. Let me let you listen on the radio. We've got about a minute and a half left. Go ahead, Lamar Waldron.
I try to stay away from other conspiracies because, after 17 years, one is enough. I do want to point out that the caller raises a great point, and that it was intelligence failures and lack of cooperation that, with the CIA and FBI and other agencies that allowed the assassination to happen. What we found is pretty incredibly, Bobby Kennedy himself was directing a top secret government committee. We actually show the government from the archives in the book in the days and weeks before Dallas about what to do if an American official were assassinated by Castro in retaliation for the coup plan. That thinking spawned a lot of the cover-up. Now, the tragic irony is some of the wording in those documents parallel so closely the 9/11 report, where they were focused on threats outside the country when they should have been focused on threats inside the country.
We're out of time, Lamar. Thank you so much.
Well, please
pick up this book, Ultimate Sacrifice, John and Robert Kennedy, The Plan for a Coup in Cuba and the Murder of JFK. My guest has been Lamar Waldron. He's written it with our friend Tom Hartman. You go to Tom's website, tomhartman.com. Peter Werby on the Mike Malloy Show. We'll be back after our top of the hour information on Air America Radio.
Don't let a stiff neck or an aching back or even arthritis keep you from being active. Go out and get the Salon Pause Patch. Salon Pause medicated patches provide fast and sustained relief to aching muscles and joints. Simply apply the Salon Pause Patch where it hurts and enjoy hours of soothing relief. No fuss, no mess, just lasting relief. So don't let muscle pain slow you down. Be more active with the Salon Pause Patch. Salon Pause is available at major chain drugstores and pharmacies.
Wow, what a difference a week makes. Just last week, my toenails were thick, yellow, and embarrassing. But then I tried something totally new. Dr. Scholl's Fungal Nail Management Kit with an antifungal cream, plus a revitalizer that made my toenails look better in just 1 week. Now I can show my feet in public. What a difference. All I can say is, wow.
Want to improve the appearance of your nails in just 1 week? Look for Dr. Scholl's Fungal Nail Management Kit in the green box. Use as directed.
Attention! If you do not have health insurance, have limited health insurance, or are uninsurable and are worried about the cost of health care, this announcement is for you. For less than $2 a day, your entire family can save thousands of dollars on all medical expenses thanks to Synergy Health. With more than 600,000 providers around the country, Synergy Health can save you up to 60% on doctors, hospitals, hearing, vision, prescriptions, and even dental care. Plus, you'll get great savings on chiropractic, alternate medicine, and much more. And here's the best part. Synergy Health offers guaranteed acceptance to everyone, no matter what your health history or income, at the same low price.
call our 800 number and learn how Synergy Health is helping families like yours for less than $2 a day. There is no obligation, and the information is free.
Call 1-800-933-2596 for free information. That's 1-800-933-2596. There's absolutely no obligation.
Radio News, I'm Bill Crowley. A federal judge says random police searches of bags on New York subways are constitutional. The judge says searches to deter terrorism do not violate the Constitution. He says they're a minimal intrusion of privacy. The 41-page ruling says the government's interest in preventing a terrorist bombing of the city subway system is vitally important and the risk is, quote, real and substantial. The ruling came hours after closing arguments in the lawsuit brought by the New York Civil Liberties Union on behalf of several subway riders. It's win one, lose one for the firearms industry. A federal judge says New York City's lawsuit against gun manufacturers can go forward. However, the judge also says a new federal law designed to protect the firearms industry from lawsuits by cities and crime victims is constitutional. Judge Jack Weinstein says the new law does not apply to the case in New York. The new law bars lawsuits against gun makers or sellers, except for lawsuits that allege they knowingly violated a law. The city case claims gun suppliers violated public nuisance laws by negligently and recklessly marketing its weapons. The judge says it fits the exception. Gun manufacturers probably will appeal. A federal advisory panel says the first skin patch to treat attention deficit hyperactivity disorder in children is effective and safe. The panel is recommending to the Food and Drug Administration the patch's label encourage its use as an alternate treatment, however. In effect, that means the experts want doctors to prescribe it only if the child has problems taking pills. The determination the patch is safe came from an FDA reviewer who had concerns about its side effects, but he reconsidered that opinion. A federal judge says a lesbian student can sue her California school district and her principal for telling her mother that she's a lesbian. The judge says the 17-year-old can claim her privacy rights were violated. The American Civil Liberties Union of Southern California says it's apparently the first time a judge recognized that a student has a right not to have her sexual orientation disclosed to her parents. Italy's Interior Ministry says the security plan for the Winter Olympics in Turin is an advanced stage of preparation. The minister repeated a warning that the Games could be a possible target for terrorists. Opening ceremonies are to take place just 70 days from now. Among other things, the plan provides for 9,000 police. Alabama may allow public high schools to teach an elective course in Bible literacy. It would rely on a textbook published by the Virginia-based Bible Literacy Project. The state House Speaker says the organization has worked hard to develop a constitutionally sound program. Critics say it is the latest attempt by Christians to preach in public schools. This is Air America Radio News.
The ACLU brings you the third installment of the groundbreaking series that reveals how civil liberties affect real people every day. The Freedom Files, Episode 3, Dissent. Tune in to watch shocking stories about everyday Americans who practice their right to free speech and dissent, only to be thwarted, harassed, or arrested. To view the trailer, watch full episodes, or purchase the DVD, go to airamericaradio.com and click on the ACLU Freedom Files banner. Or go to ACLU.tv to witness alarming attempts to discourage Americans' rights to free speech.
I don't think there's ever been a government that likes criticism. I don't think there's ever been a government that likes dissent.
This show reminds us why the First Amendment is so vital to the Constitution of the United States. Visit airamericaradio.com and click on the ACLU Freedom Files banner to learn more.
Hi, I'm Robert Wagner with an important message for homeowners 62 years or older. If you own a home, you may be able to pay off your current mortgage or access the equity in your home without making any monthly loan payments. That's right, no monthly loan payments. A U.S. government-insured reverse mortgage allows you to convert the equity in your home into cash, giving you the financial independence you deserve. The tax-free proceeds won't affect Social Security or Medicare benefits, and you can use the money for almost any purpose you desire. The Senior Lending Network program has prepared a free educational video that explains how a reverse mortgage works, how to qualify, and how you can supplement your income without any monthly loan payments. If you're a homeowner 62 years or older, your free video is waiting. So call now.
For a free educational video from the Senior Lending Network on reverse mortgages, call 800-995-4290. 800-995-4290.
Senior Lending Network is a program by Mortgage Warehouse, licensed mortgage banker, New York State Banking Department. All this information will be shared with lenders who are members of the program. Consult your tax advisor regarding tax implications.
Web conferencing has been around for some time, allowing you to hold meetings over the internet during conference calls. You may have heard of WebEx or Live Meeting, but have you checked out their prices? Whoa, talk about expensive. Good news, there's a more affordable way. GoToMeeting. GoToMeeting doesn't charge per minute. For one low, flat monthly rate, hold as many meetings as you want for as long as you need. With GoToMeeting, you don't need to drive or fly to have a meeting anymore. All you need is a PC, phone, and internet connection. And you can collaborate or present with anyone, anywhere in the world, without ever leaving your office. You can try GoToMeeting free for 30 days with unlimited meetings. For this special offer, visit www.gotomeeting.com, click the radio microphone, and use promo code America. That's gotomeeting.com, radio microphone, promo code America. Discover the power of web conferencing with GoToMeeting.
Seekers, this is Mike Malloy. Please join my good friend Peter Werby for a week of fun and frivolity with the Flying Monkey Ride. I'll be back on Monday, so until then, have a great week. Hit the malls and watch your back.
Peter Werby here with you, broadcasting from Detroit, sitting in for Mike. 866-303-2270 on the Air America Radio Network. This is our second hour. And right now, ladies and gentlemen, we are flying blind. That's right. Usually we're hooked up with New York from Detroit. And all our computers are down here in my Detroit studio, so, hey, I'm going to wing it. I bet I can do it as well. The fine folks in the Air America headquarters, Dee and Justin, taking good care of me. Jason, it's you. I'm sorry. I forget. You come in at 11 o'clock. All right. Well, Justin did for the first hour. Larry Burns will be our guest. Larry is the director of the Council on Hemispheric Affairs in Washington, and he's going to talk about the Venezuelan elections. And you go, Venezuelan elections? Now, you're a smart enough audience to know that there's a lot there. In our first hour, among other things, we talked about the Kennedy assassination. If you're just joining us, you're probably thinking, Kennedy assassination? What the hell new could they be saying about that? Well, we spoke with co-author Lamar Waldron, who, along with Tom Hartman, the syndicated talk show host, has written Ultimate Sacrifice, John and Robert Kennedy, the plan for a coup in Cuba and the murder of JFK. They say the mob did it. They say that the mob learned of the Kennedys' intention to pull off a coup on December 1st, 1963. They were trying to get the Kennedys off their back, off the back of the mafia activities, and took them out. That's their theory. 900-page book, 17 years of research. Your opinions on that or anything else as well? My opinion, another disgrace for the United States. They're coming fast and furious, aren't they? This a landmark, the one 1,000th execution since capital punishment resumed in 1977. Kenneth Lee Boyd died at 2 a.m. in North Carolina. He killed his wife and father-in-law in a fit of rage. Democratic North Carolina Governor Mike Easley, he easily didn't grant clemency. Of course, Democratic governors never do. Remember when Clinton just ran his butt down to Arkansas to preside over the execution of a mentally retarded young man? That was at the point I decided I'm not voting for that guy. Didn't either. Never voted for him. In fact, just voted for Kerry out of desperation. Anyways, here's what Brian Stevenson says. He's the executive director of the Equal Justice Initiative of Alabama. He says, what best defines capital punishment in America is error. Criminal justice in this country is shockingly tolerant of mistakes that reveal how our system treats you much better if you are rich and guilty than if you are poor and innocent. That is a disgrace. As we experience the 1,000th execution, we should recognize that thousands more people have been sentenced to death in America during the same time period, only to have their death sentences declared invalid because the condemned was innocent, wrongly convicted, or illegally sentenced. The death penalty in this country is a perverse monument to inequality, to how some lives matter and others do not. That's it in a nutshell. There's no reason whatsoever for the death penalty to be so discriminatory. Think about, for instance, this Tookie Williams that's on death row for a crime, whether he committed it or not. Now he's saying he did not do it. The evidence was bad. Happened 26 years ago. Mumia Abu-Jamal happened like 23 years ago. Even if these men did it, they both look like they're innocent to me, particularly Mumia. But even if they did it, there were these young guys at that time. Of course, one, Mumia, fighting for social justice. The other, a classic bad boy from the ghetto. Both have become mature men, eloquent spokesmen, and the bloodthirsty among us want to put them to death. Of course, in the case of Mumia, led by the police, because it was a police officer, he was convicted in one of the most egregiously unfair trials in recent history. And for those of you who just long for executions and things, I mean, some of these people have done some absolutely dreadful things. But also, when you think about how many people have probably gone to their death unfairly, but think about Michigan. Michigan, the state that I live in, has never had an execution ever. That's right. We've never had it. In the Constitution of the state of Michigan, it forbids the death penalty. And everyone in this state in office is against it. The prosecutor's against it. The last Republican governor was against it because they know it is nothing but trouble, filled with errors, expensive, creates hassles within the public sphere. And yet, when people are so peculiar, they have this urge to punish. Right? When they say, I'd like to be the one to pull the trigger or the lever or the turn on the gas or something like that. You're dealing with a sick puppy. I think there's anybody out there listening and just loves the thought of execution or just thinks, I wish he was. You can understand families wanting that, right? Now, families want direct revenge. But one of the things that the state attempts to do is to mitigate emotions so that people can't act off those emotions. Well, the state of Michigan has never been hurt whatsoever by the fact that there has never been an execution in our state. Something really to be proud of here, and something really to be ashamed of. I mean, think about how we consider Texas that's had such an enormous number of them over the years. Let me see if it has. Now, this is 2004. Texas, 23 executions. Oddly enough, the state right below us, Ohio, is the next. 7, and then you get down. 7, 6, 5. Even Virginia, 5. Florida, 2. Arkansas, 1. Maryland, 1. This isn't deterring any crime. There's thousands of people on death row. And it's like I said, Michigan has a lower murder rate than Texas. So what's the argument there? You could say not having a death penalty would encourage more people not to kill. I mean, I don't think that's true either. People kill because of a vast variety of reasons. All right, let's take some of your calls. Let's go to Jim in New Jersey. Jim, hi, it's Peter Werby sitting in for Mike Malloy.
Oh, hi. I just was wondering, it's sort of common knowledge, and it's not anything new. It was posited that the mob and the CIA killed Kennedy as payback, not in any coup context, but for Kennedy's last-minute cancellation of air support for the Bay of Pigs operation.
Well, Lamar Waldron and Tom Hartman don't agree with you. And I have to say, it's a 900-page book. I haven't read it. But I'll tell you, I do a talk show here in Detroit, and I polled my listeners, didn't even screen them, just said, tell me who you think did it. And it was about 80% CIA. Some said with mob hitmen. Not one single person said Oswald.
No, well, the Oswald thing is just, I mean, he was a dupe, and he could have operated. But the mob would not have been operating alone, and indeed, it's not that far-fetched. And the plumbers, Jeb Stuart Magruder, and several of them had been operatives in both camps, if you will.
You know, Jim, actually, I polled my listeners, and I said, do you think, and I don't have the list in front of me, I wrote it out, but I said, do you think it was Oswald, the CIA, the Soviet Union, Castro, right-wing oilmen, the right-wing itself, the left-wing. I named all this stuff. And then down below, because in Detroit I've got a lot of real young listeners, some of them even, a lot of them even in their teens, because think about it, if you were 10 years old in 1963, you're 53 today. So anybody below 53, it doesn't even mean a whole lot. It's like asking who killed Lincoln, right? I don't know. Maybe it has more power than that. Anyways, I had a category that I thought more people would sign on to, and that was I don't know, and the last one was I don't care. I got one I don't care out of it. I'm not sure why they said that. But after talking about this for a couple of hours on my Detroit show, someone finally said, who do you think did it, Pete? And I've read quite a bit about it. And what do you think? Any guess, Jim, as to what my answer was?
I think, as I said, Oswald was a dupe. I mean,
I agree with that.
The investigation was horribly handled, and that was typical. It was under the Navy, the Warren Commission, the bullets that were lost. I mean, there was just so much mishandled, which wasn't even what conspiracy theorists want to say was deliberate, but it was just a classic Navy snap.
Well, I'll tell you, my answer was, I don't know. And usually when I hear theories, I go, yeah, that could be. Thanks a lot, Jim.
The trajectory of the bullets is not that outrageous with a small caliber. He had this Italian bolt action rifle.
Oh, I don't know. I know that Oswald did not do it. That's impossible. He had this Mannlicher Carcano bolt action rifle from World War One. No, that's nuts. Let's go to Doug in Staten Island. Doug, hi, it's Peter Werby on the Mike Beloy Show.
Good evening. How are you, Peter?
Doing great, thanks.
You know, I called about something else, but it's an interesting tie-in with the discussion that you had regarding the Kennedy assassination. You know, I'm reminded that all the documents that are from 9/11.
Can you do this, as they say in talk radio? Hold that thought, because when this music comes up, I have no option but to go to break, so I hate to cut you off. But hold on for us. We'll be right back with Doug in Staten Island. If you want to call in the meantime, 866-303-2270. Peter Werby on the Mike Beloy Show on the Air America Radio Network.
You're listening to The Mike Beloy Show on Air America Radio.
I wondered who kept turning up the heat and why I couldn't get a good night's sleep. My body was just announcing that menopause was arriving. Good thing I'd heard about Menacheck.
The Menacheck Menopause Indicator Test is FDA-approved and easy to use. It accurately measures FSH, a hormone that becomes elevated with the arrival of menopause.
Menacheck helped end the uncertainty. Today, I feel great.
Menacheck, available at Walgreens and other fine retailers. Learn more at menacheck.com. A good news story from AliveGoodNews.com.
I'm passionate about two things, motorcycles and my grandchildren. But for the past 3 years, I've suffered from arthritis. The pain caused me to lose strength in my arms, and I couldn't pick up my grandchildren. My doctor suggested I try Aleve, and I definitely noticed the difference. With the pain gone, I've got the energy to pick up my grandchildren and have fun. It's fantastic.
Aleve invites you to share your good news at AleveGoodNews.com.
Use as directed for minor arthritis pain.
Tired of having people repeat and repeat what they are saying? Louder and louder so you can hear? In those embarrassing moments with the new Amplier 2005, so small and powerful you won't believe the difference. Amplier 2005 is so reliable, over 100,000 are in use nationwide. Hear even faint phone conversations with ease. Enjoy your favorite TV show, the theater, sporting events, and family functions without straining to hear. Amplier is fully adjustable, fits both men and women, and is nearly invisible. Results are so effective, they're 100% guaranteed or your money back. Not $79 or $39. Order your Amplier 2005 today for only $19.95. You'll also receive 5 extra batteries, a cleaning brush, and 3 custom-fit earpieces absolutely free with your order. Call 1-800-841-7878. Never apologize again for not being able to hear. Order now and get a second Amplier 2005 for only $14.95. Our operators are standing by. Call 1-800-841-7878 today. That's 1-800-841-7878. Order your Amplier and hear even a whisper.
Are you in debt? Imagine for a minute taking that overwhelming mound of mail and bills you get and tearing them to shreds and pieces. Now imagine taking that never-ending phone that rings and rings and rings with creditors and having it stop. If you want to take that dark cloud in your life and make it a sunny day, call the debt management experts at Genesis Financial today for a free confidential analysis. Our goal is to help you be completely debt-free in 3 to 5 years. When you sign up with us, you only write one check, not dozens, and you choose your own payment date. We'll stop all your late and over-limit fees and all the harassing phone calls. Call the debt management experts at nonprofit Genesis Financial right now. 800-981-7591, 800-981-7591, that's 800-981-7591.
Imagine living truly debt-free. No credit card debt, no car payments, no mortgage. Just your daily living expenses. And you can do this with just the money you already make. I'm John Commuta, creator of the Transforming Debt into Wealth program. I did it, and so have nearly 500,000 others using my proven system.
I'm completely debt-free now, thanks to John Commuta.
I will be able to pay off my house in approximately 2.5 years on a 30-year mortgage.
It works no matter how much debt you have. My system doesn't consolidate your debt, it eliminates it. It's easy, risk-free, and works with any income level.
And once we got on the system, we were able to eliminate about 90% of our debt.
I never have to worry about who's calling me or who's knocking on my door.
Call now and I'll rush you a free tape that will show you the power of my proven system. 1-800-500-6104. 1-800-500-6104. That's 1-800-500-6104.
The Mike Malloy Show. You are now entering a flying monkey free zone.
All right, thank you very much. Welcome back. Peter Werby on the Mike Malloy Show. 866-303-2270. At 34 minutes after the hour, we're going to be talking with Larry Burns from the Council on Hemispheric Affairs about what's happening in Venezuela, and it's extraordinary. We'll tell you about it then. But let's get back to Doug on Staten Island. Doug, how you doing? Actually, I just took a trip to Staten Island a couple of weeks ago, but we did one of those typical tourist things. My wife and I, we just took the ferry one way and without just kind of turned around the terminal and came back.
Yeah, well, it's a very Republican borough.
Okay.
So I don't know if that stood in your mind.
Yeah, I got out quick. Remind us and the audience what you were beginning to talk about.
Facetious there. But in any event, you know, it's just drawing full circle here. You know, this text that we have from Mr. Harmon and his co-author there just shows us how, you know, everything comes full circle here. We know that from the 9/11, at least as mismanaged and outrageous the Warren Commission was, we had access to a lot of those documents finally. All the documents from 9/11 are locked away until January 6th or 9th, I believe it is, 2009, at which point Bush can even further push them away. But, you know, what I find, what I was calling about this propaganda that's going on over in Iraq there. And
you mean where this Lincoln group is placing ads in, or not, that's about it, articles.
It may actually grow, because my understanding is that there's about another 200 million that's involved in this that's unaccounted for yet, not just involved with the Lincoln group. But, you know, I am sure someplace, Peter, someplace, sometime, in some news conference, these headlines have been trumpeted around the world or someplace here, because we know that all news gets on the Internet and it gets out. And I'm worried about the blowback, you know, the micro-sizing and the engineering of all the information that we're getting now with just a few corporations controlling the media. And
sure. Well, think about this, Doug. Yeah. You've got a situation where millions of dollars in these contracts are going out to these different groups, like the Lincoln Group. They're placing these articles, paying Iraqi newspapers to publish them, and then everyone's shocked. Bush is shocked. The Pentagon's shocked. Who the hell is in charge here? I think that's
the question.
And what's the difference between what Bushco is doing in Iraq and what the hell they did here in terms of the lead up to the war? Doug, thanks a lot. I appreciate your call.
Peter,
Go ahead. What?
Hello?
Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, Peter, late this afternoon in the Friday dump, the U.S. officials gave a little terse statement saying, yes, they have been doing this, that it's a normal kind of thing, that that's just part of purchasing editorial space, and that is a normal thing. And
there you go. Well, that's their concept of the free press. Thanks a lot. Let's go to Pat in Minneapolis. Hey, Pat, it's Peter Werbe on the Mike Malloy Show.
Hi, Peter. How are you tonight?
Good.
Good. Say, I was. You were saying a little bit earlier about Tukey Williams. You were thinking that he's not guilty. I'm just curious as to why you say that.
Well, I was looking through this article, and I guess I don't have the one where they give the information. I have no idea whether he's guilty or not guilty. Let's see. Jesse Jackson visited him. He said after his visit, he issued a statement saying that Williams' quote reputation as a gang leader was on trial, not the evidence. But you know, they're not trying to free the guy, or maybe at some point they will. But what they're trying to do is get his death sentence commuted, and I would support that for anyone, whether they committed a capital crime or not.
Right. I agree with you there. I'm definitely not a death penalty guy. But
so I don't know.
One of the things I did earlier tonight, actually, and that's why I just thought I'd call, is I did come across the district attorneys of California had put together a 57-page document for the governor to review and asking not to grant clemency to Tukey Williams. And again, mm-hmm. But in reading through it, it's one of those things where, from my standpoint, it seems like the media is very easy to paint a brush without going and looking at the facts, and that's one of the things that I guess I'm concerned about.
Sure. He's got an incredible list of supporters. Snoop Dogg. Well, okay, maybe that's.
Well, right, but well, here's yeah. One of the things though that I got out of the last thing is, you know, everybody's saying that he's a changed man, and you can go visit and talk to him and all that. I don't know how you feel about gangs, but if he's the original startup of the Crips gang back in the early 70s, and yet he won't, he hasn't apologized for the deaths of these people. He hasn't, in his words, he doesn't want to become a snitch.
No, he says too he didn't do it. I have no idea. What I'm getting at with this was more just, you know, how this, the prominence of this. I mean, what do we make of people? For instance, there was this this woman, Hermine Braunsteiner Ryan, who was a Queens homemaker in 1964. Then it turned out that she was this Nazi death camp guard. And by the time, and this is true with a lot of these people, that finally by the time they're in their 80s and they're living in Queens or suburban Detroit, like there was one, they're these nice elderly people taking care of their garden. What do we do about people that when they were 20, as this Braunsteiner was stomping Jews to death with her boots? She was known as the Stomping Mayor. And 60 years later, she's just a nice elderly lady. I don't know. We can continue that, but we're going to take a break, and we're going to go to Larry Burns. Larry Burns is the director of the Council on Hemispheric Affairs, and we're going to talk about Venezuela, a country I'm going to at the end of January, so I'm particularly interested about what he thinks the political situation is going to be. Peter Werbe on the Mike Malloy Show on the Air America Radio Network.
This is the Mike Malloy Show on Air America Radio.
Recently, the FDA approved a new ingredient to lower both total and LDL cholesterol. And believe it or not, it's not another drug. This new ingredient is 100% safe and natural, and you can find it in my new Colox formula. Plus, there's now a second ingredient approved to reduce your risk of heart disease and help Colox lower cholesterol even more effectively. And you don't have to take my word for it, since the two active ingredients in my new Colox and Solos formulas are the first non-drug therapies actually approved by our government to lower cholesterol and reduce your risk of heart disease. And today, one of them is free.
That's right, free. Call 800-311-FREE and discover how these products can help you lower your cholesterol over 20% or up to 60 points in 60 days. Call 1-800-311-FREE to order Colox and two free bottles of Solos with your first order. That's over $80 in product free. Call now, 800-311-FREE, or visit us on the web at www.colox.com. That's C-H-O-L-O-X.com.
You're telling this committee you didn't know your statements were false?
No, Senator, I did not.
You're under oath?
I know that.
Well, look right here in the Nation magazine. All that claptrap was debunked.
I don't read the Nation.
Nobody told you about it?
Nobody in the White House reads the Nation.
Well, maybe they should. I think the American people assume these decisions you make are based on fact.
That's not the way we operate.
Oh, I am getting you guys the Nation.
Don't waste your money.
No, it doesn't take money. A four-week mini subscription is free.
I don't want a four-week mini subscription free.
You'd rather remain in ignorance?
I'd rather remain in my job.
You're saying they fire you for reading the Nation?
Not for reading it, Senator. Just for being seen with it.
Go to readthenation.com or call 800-999-6863 and accept our free mini subscription. That's readthenation.com or call 800-999-6863.
The ability to remotely access your office PC from home or while traveling is a must. Problem is, solutions like PC Anywhere or VPNs are so limiting and difficult to use. Great news! Go to My PC, the easiest, most secure way to access your PC from anywhere all over the internet. You don't have to be a tech guru to figure it out. All you need is internet access, and you'll have complete and instant access to everything on your Office PC from anywhere. Simply log on to gotomypc.com, and your desktop instantly appears just as if you were sitting in front of your office computer. Work with all your programs and files, check email, and access any network resource. With GoToMyPC, anything you can do at your office PC, you can now do from, well, anywhere. You can try GoToMyPC free for 30 days with unlimited access. Visit www.gotomypc.com, click the radio listener link, and use promo code AMERICA. That's GoToMyPC.com, radio listener link, promo AMERICA. Try GoToMyPC free today.
If you run a retail business of any kind, a restaurant, a bar, a carpet store, even a tanning salon, just to name a few, and you need money to grow or run your business, let me explain how a new idea from a company called AmeriMerchant can help you get the money you need. When your customers spend money in your store, many of them use Visa and MasterCard, right? Well, what AmeriMerchant does is advance you money against those sales. For example, if your store does $25,000 in Visa or MasterCard sales, we'll advance you a portion of those monthly sales. You can use the money for any reason or purpose, but you must have a minimum of $5,000 a month in combined Visa or MasterCard sales to qualify. There are no closing costs. You can have the money in as little as 7 days, and we approve 90% of all qualified applicants, so call right now. 800-430-9571. 800-430-9571. 800-430-9571.
If you're one of the millions of Americans that suffers from acne or knows a friend or a loved one suffering, please turn up your radio and take down this life-changing information. Introducing Epiclear, the revolutionary new advanced skin treatment imported from Europe, formulated to help get rid of pimples and prevent further breakouts. Great for all ages and most skin irritations, Epiclear is doing something that no other acne treatment formula has ever done. Ever. We're so confident that Epiclear will clear up your skin that we're willing to let you try it for free. That's right, you heard free, and we mean free. Over a $70 value delivered without a prescription right to your house.
Call now while free supplies last at 1-800-701-3026. Nothing to risk and everything to gain. Call Epiclear at 1-800-701-3026. That was 1-800-701-3026. Limit one order per household, please. Call 1-800-701-3026. Shipping and handling not included.
Are you working 8-hour days, fighting traffic and long commutes? How would you like to work from home and never have to worry about finances again? Now you can. Cindy is a mother of three beautiful kids and used to clean houses for a living to make ends meet. She found out about HomeBiz6.com. Her first month full-time, she earned $2,500. Her income increased about $1,000 per month and now earns $16,000 a month. Tori says, "Before I started my own business, I worked 10-hour days in a high-pressure job. I wore out my car commuting back and forth to work. Now I make over $100,000 a year in my pajamas." Go to HomeBiz6.com. Order a free, no-obligation work-from-home training package. Shipping not included. That's HomeBiz6.com. Tracy, a restaurant manager who came home to be a full-time mom, made $1,000 her first month and was earning $5,000 a month just 6 months in the business. Get free information now. Log on to HomeBiz6.com. That's HomeBiz, the number six.
And now, back to Peter Werbe on the Mike Malloy Show.
All right, thank you very much. Welcome back. Thank you, Mike. I hope you and Kathy are enjoying your vacation. Mike will be back on Monday, of course. I was reading the New York Times today in an Associated Press report. It says a U.S. official today denied claims by President Hugo Chavez of Venezuela that Washington masterminded an opposition boycott of this weekend's election and was trying to foment and overthrow his leftist government. Let's remember the adjective there. The South American country's two biggest opposition parties also denied any U.S. links to the election protest. Now, what's going on? There's supposed to be an election, as this says. I think it's on Sunday. And all of these parties are pulling out of it. They're saying, we're not going to participate. The election's stacked against us. Well, whenever I read stuff like this, I never trust anything in the New York Times, even though I read it every day. I immediately get on the phone to Larry Burns in Washington. He's the director of the Council on Hemispheric Affairs, and ask him what's going on. Larry Burns, welcome to the Mike Malloy Show. Peter Werbe here with you.
Peter, hello to you.
So, what's going on?
Well, I think that what we're watching is the outplay of great hostility on the part of Washington to Chavez and his government, which it views as too friendly to Fidel Castro, too socialist in its lingo, and too uppity in its attitude to Washington's power.
Okay.
And even more dangerously, it is not just a question of style, and it's not just a question of Chavez's bark being far more telling than his bite, but it's because of specific things that he's doing, which include an over-interest in China. And in fact, the Chinese have sent a significant number of delegations to Venezuela. They're extremely interested in Venezuelan oil because a number of months ago, China made the decision to become a consumer economy. It already is the second largest world's consumer of petroleum. And now with its road construction program and its car boom, what we're going to see there is a consumption that rivals that of the United States, which means that China is not only sniffing around Venezuela, but Mexico and Canada as well. These are all traditional energy suppliers to the United States.
Mm-hmm.
Washington is very worried.
Now, what about this, though, that Chavez accuses Bush of being behind the withdrawal of these Venezuelan major opposition parties?
Well, Chavez has a name for President Bush. He calls them Mr. Danger, that wherever Bush goes, dangerous things happen. The five political parties, opposition parties, have dropped out of the race. That was scheduled to take place on Sunday. Now, what does this mean? What it means is that these five parties knew that the numbers were all against them. Now, back in 2002, right after the aborted coup against Chavez by the same middle-class opposition parties, what happened was that Chavez came forth with a significant number of promises to the nation's poor, who represent probably 65 or 70% of the population. And he was not able to meet these pledges. He was not able to honor them because he didn't have the dough. The price of oil at that point was not particularly high. Then the price of oil surged, and Chavez now had an oil premium on his hands, probably $2 or $3 billion more than he had expected to have. And so what he did is he announced a whole series of essentially New Deal type reforms, including medicine expansion through the use of 15,000 Cuban doctors, educational reforms, a lot of reforms for the nation's poor.
Which is why he's so popular.
This is why he's so popular. And so by 2004, last summer, when he held a referendum that he was scheduled to lose, at least it was thought so earlier, he now won by 59% of the vote.
Mm-hmm.
And every day the opposition became more isolated and less popular. So their decision was, hey, you know, if we run, we're going to be humiliatingly defeated. What we'll do is we will pull out of the race and say there's a lot of chicanery going around. But
well, we hate elections where the people controlling them are thought to be favorable to the people in power. Didn't that happen in Florida and Ohio?
Yes, it did. But it didn't happen in Venezuela, because a few days ago, the OAS, which is the regional organization for Latin America in the United States, they sent an observer team down there, and they were accredited, and the opposition was complaining about electronic voting. They were afraid there was no paper trail. Yes. And so the OAS worked out a deal with the opposition. The OAS is not particularly favorable to Chavez, and everyone agreed to the deal. Everyone.
Hmm.
Except the opposition then decided to pull out. And Washington is being very cagey, because what we're afraid of is that this could become another Tonkin Bay or another weapons of mass destruction, that the administration will start saying, this is another example, the Bush administration will say, this is another example of Venezuela's descent into communism.
And autocratic rule. They always say autocratic rule.
Right.
And I always, so where the hell does that come from?
Right. Well, they also have another phrase, which is destabilization. But if you ask them, you say, hey, who is Venezuela destabilizing? And they say, well, he's giving funds. Chavez is giving funds to that leftist candidate in Bolivia, Evo Morales. And then you say, hey, that's something that Washington has done for 50 years, gives funds to its favorite candidates running in Latin American elections.
Aren't they doing that? Aren't we spending our tax dollars giving money to the opposition to Chavez?
Yes, we're not only doing that, but we're giving money to, let us say, Cuban exile groups in the United States. Money is being given to them, about $100 million a year, to private groups to carry on anti-Castro activities. This is taxpayer funds given to private U.S. Cuban-American groups in order to cause mischief down there.
Well, wait a minute. We got a lot of money to spare here. Oh, no, that's right. We're a debtor nation now. I've forgotten all our services and are starting to erode and fray.
Well, there is a cost to this, and it's not only a monetary cost. There's also a cost in terms of growing U.S. isolation in Latin America and a real decline in U.S. influence as is projected in the region. There have been two polls, one that occurred during the Iraqi War, when 85% of Latin Americans were opposed to U.S. policy in Iraq. And when the Kerry Bush election was occurring, 80% of Latin Americans said they would vote for Kerry over Bush if given a chance. These kinds of numbers in such extreme formations are really unknown in the history of U.S. Latin American relations.
Yeah, he's the most unpopular president in history. My guest is Larry Burns. He's the director of the Council on Hemispheric Affairs, and their website is COHA.org. And I told you before the show, Larry, I'm going to be going to Venezuela at the end of January for the World Social Forum. And to tell you the truth, my wife's a little concerned that Bush is going to try to pull off a coup. Do you think there's any chance of that?
Peter, I'm with your wife because...
Uh-oh, she's listening, too.
When I visited Panama in 1989, like about 20 hours after I arrived in the country, the United States attacked Panama. So you have to be wary of these things. No.
Are you going to be in Venezuela during that World Social Forum?
Well, I hadn't thought of it, but maybe I'll go
meet
down
me
and
there.
Protect you.
Manuel, who's listening in Mexico City, he's already teaching me Espanol. Más tequila is one of his...
Más tequila, yes, I understand that. That means I've been a good boy.
Something like that. Right. Hey, we just got about a minute left or so. What should we be wary of when we're reading the press? I mean, we should be wary of all these adjectives, don't you think?
Well, the press hasn't caught on yet to the magnitude of the danger in Venezuela. Now, the one weak link that Chavez faces is his army. The army right now is loyal to Chavez. And it's been, you know, his salary has been increased, and he's buying a lot of equipment for it. But you can be sure that when Chavez ousted the U.S. military attachés in Venezuela a number of weeks ago, that he had good intelligence that these attachés were getting too friendly with their Venezuelan counterparts. And if that army bucks and splits, then Chavez could be in big trouble. So could Venezuela, and so could the region, because there is a huge number of Venezuelans who are tenacious, particularly the poor, who are tenaciously loyal to Chavez, and they will hang by him.
Larry Burns, thanks for joining me on the Mike Malloy Show. Larry, again, is director of the Council on Hemispheric Affairs. The website, I must, to find out what's going down in that region, COHA.org. Larry Burns, thanks a lot. We'll talk again soon.
Thanks, Peter.
All right. Peter Werby here with you on the Mike Malloy Show on the Air America Radio Network. Open lines, 866-303-2270. I'll be right back.
The Mike Malloy Show on Air America Radio.
Are you losing your hair? Fight back with Avacor, now with Boost, which gives you visibly thicker hair with the first application.
I'm 20 years old and I've been losing my hair for 3 years. I started using Avacor and my hair stopped falling out. It's working.
Well, I'm 72 years old and I can tell you honestly, I have a fuller, healthier head of hair now than I did when I was 18 years old. Avacor really worked.
Whether you're 20, 72, or any age in between, Avacor works. An Avacor Boost will improve your hair's appearance the same day you receive your order. Call now and find out how you can get 3 months of Avacor free with your order. Call 1-800-884-6270. That's 1-800-884-6270. This is a limited time offer, so call right now. 1-800-884-6270. That's 1-800-884-6270.
Attention, all Americans without dental coverage. Now you can save from 20 to 50% or more off your dental bill with the People's Dental Plan. Just log on to www.savemysmile.com to get your money-saving membership today. This discount plan saves you money on virtually all dental procedures, cleanings, root canals, braces, fillings, x-rays, crowns, and more at over 24,000 locations nationwide. Membership costs just $9.95 a month and covers your whole family with no limits on use, so it could more than pay for itself the very first time you visit the dentist. Important, you can save from 20 to 50% or more on virtually all dental procedures. Your satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. Log on to SaveMySmile.com and get your People's Dental Plan membership today. Offered through People's Benefit Services, Inc., not an insurance plan.
So, isn't this a nice restaurant?
It's fabulous, but...
What? You were wondering if I brought enough cash?
Well, no, but...
No worries. I've got the Dynasys Visa prepaid card. It's good anywhere Visa debit is accepted.
Great, but...
And the Dynasys card is so legit, it's the player's choice of prepaid cards.
For baby?
Yeah.
Who are all these guys?
Them? That's Vladimir Guerrero, Frank Thomas, Pedro Martinez, Kurt Schilling, Greg Maddox, and that there is my man, Pudge Rodriguez.
Well, your man...
What?
Won't let me eat my dinner.
Yo, Pudge, quit blocking the plate.
Dynasys Visa prepaid card. No credit checks, no bank account needed. Call 1-800-406-3636 to get yours today. Loaded at thousands of retailers. Use it online, pay bills, or get cash at ATMs. Dynasys, the card you deserve, the name you trust. Call 1-800-406-3636. That's 1-800-406-3636. Official licensee Major League Baseball Players Association. Issued by MetaBank, Sioux Falls, South Dakota.
Mom just turned 82. I really worry about her living alone.
My mom's 74, and this is the first year she's going to be on her own. It's pretty scary.
My dad's 88. He's in great shape, but I still need to check on him several times a day.
Each year, more and more older Americans choose to maintain their independence and live alone. But if you're a child of one of them, you worry. What would happen if they became ill, got injured, or fell, and were unable to reach a home? The answer is a small pendant from Alert USA. This two-way personal emergency response system is meant for those times when help is needed, but the phone is out of reach. The wearer simply presses the pendant, alerting our monitoring station, who then summons help to their residence. Right now, for a limited time, get the Alert USA system for just 50 cents a day. For a free brochure, call 1-800-401-8833. That's 1-800-401-8833. Act now and receive a smoke detector with free 24-hour monitoring when you subscribe.
1-800-401-8833. And now, back to Peter Werbe on the Mike Molloy Show.
Thank you, Mike. Peter Werbe here, broadcasting from Detroit. Open line phones for the rest of the night, right up till 1 p.m. Eastern Time. 866-303-2270. Why am I having trouble talking at all? I can't even say the number, and I'm reading it. 866-303-2270. There you go. And calltalkyes@yahoo.com. Calltalkyes@yahoo.com. My personal website, Peter Werbe. Peter, W-E-R-B-E, as in boy, W-E-R-B-E.com. We just spoke with Larry Burns, director of the Council on Hemispheric Affairs, talking about Venezuela's middle-class opposition who withdrew from Sunday's elections. Now, you got to remember, too, that Venezuela is donating, essentially, millions of dollars to poor Americans. I mean, isn't this a shame? Isn't this a disgrace? Isn't this a blot on our country that a country in South America has to aid our poor, that they are doing so badly in this country at the hands of these rapacious oil companies and the bozo in the White House that represents them, that through Citgo, do you know that? They've got like 13,500 gasoline stations, and also they distribute fuel oil, particularly in the Northeast, that they're distributing fuel oil at a savings, maybe 60 to 80 cents a gallon, millions of dollars statewide over the next few months in Massachusetts alone, and also doing it to schools, hospitals, and nursing homes. Well, this money is going down the drain in Iraq. You see all this stuff, this headline here, Army officer charged in Iraq investigation, smuggling hundreds of thousands of dollars in stolen cash from Iraq. That's our money. That's our tax dollars. That's what we worked for. That's what these people that are the working poor in the Northeast had to pay in many cases. All right, let's go to Arturo in Sacramento. Hey, it's all Espanol. Arturo, ¿cómo estás?
Hello, how are you?
I'm doing great, thank you.
Hey, thank you for taking my call.
Sure.
I think I might have a solution for the situation down there. Sounds like Chavez is a pretty progressive kind of guy.
Yeah, he is.
Well, you know, and I was thinking that here in Sacramento, or California, I should say, you know, we just overcame a few little humps here with our governor. And one of the things that he did recently was appoint voting, what's his name, McPherson. And this guy has been getting ready to certify Diebold. And, well, to make a long story short, we have a person here that lives locally that has been advocating open voting. And, you know, this whole thing seems like a big chess game to me. You know, Chavez has the opposition is pulling out because they know they're going to lose, and you know whether or not the election there is fair or not is a big question mark.
Well, no, it's not a big question mark at all. I mean, every one of these elections that Chavez has won handily, and including the referendum, has been certified as fair by the observers. And there's no reason to think that this wouldn't be. I mean, certainly the Venezuelan elections are much fairer and have greater participation and access than American elections.
Well, I see here an avenue. What am I trying to say here? An opportunity for this open voting.
What's open voting mean?
Well, it's what I know it as. I'm not a computer expert, but as I understand it, it has transparency in the programming as to where people can actually see. It's not preparatory.
Yeah, well, you know what? How about this as a real solution? Why the hell, Arturo, don't we go back to paper ballots that are counted by hand? And you know what then? Maybe we'd have to wait a day or two for national elections or something like that, but better than all this suspicious computer stuff. All right, thank you very much. Thanks for the suggestion. Here's Danny in Miami, also wants to talk about Venezuela. It's Peter Werby on the Mike Malloy Show.
Yes, Danny. Good night.
Hi, Danny.
Hi, how are you?
Doing great, thanks.
Good. I'd like to add listen to the comments of Mr. Larry.
Yeah.
Burns, and I just wanted to add something to the information that he was sharing there. One of the reasons why all these parties are pulling out of the elections is coming Sunday down there is because the government has basically violated all the rights of people on voting. The vote is no secret anymore. They are basically they committed a big fraud with the system that they're using, and it's a big problem down there.
Danny, when did they commit this fraud? You mean the last elections?
Oh yeah,
Wait a minute. You can just say that, but the only thing we have to go on. I mean, I don't trust governments. I don't trust the U.S. government. I don't trust the Venezuelan government. But sometimes there's outside observers. And there was outside observers that were sent in. I don't know if Carter was part of this or not. He may have been. And they certified the election. The man is overwhelmingly popular.
That is true. He's popular. But let's see what his agenda is. Number one, what you were saying about Carter, he basically went there. And basically, they just didn't do the job. They just went there and certified blindly just a few days when they went there, they certify what he was doing without really going deeply into like all these machines that they installed.
Well, you can say this, but I mean the only thing I have to go on is a common sense, which if he is helping the great masses of Venezuela, you would imagine that he was popular, and that we have people like Jimmy Carter who we normally trust to certify elections. All right, Danny, thank you very much. I appreciate your call. Here's Michael in Brooklyn, has a better opinion of Hugo Chavez, president of Venezuela. Hey, Michael, you're on the air, but quickly, we only got a little bit of time left.
Yeah, how you doing? Good night.
Good night.
I just want to say I'm from Kingston, Jamaica, and I started to really read about Chavez and study him when they tried to overthrow him, and the Organization of American States stepped up and said, listen, we don't want no more of this kind of action in this part of the hemisphere. But it was interesting to me what Washington said at the time. They stated that, it's of his own doing. But this guy was elected by the ballot box, by the people, to serve out a particular term.
Absolutely.
And when they made that comment, I knew right away that Chavez is in trouble.
All right. Thank you, Michael. We got to end this hour of the program. Thanks for being our last caller. But we got another hour, so if you're on hold, stay there. If you'd like to join us, 866-303-2270. Elections here, elections there. Which are fairer? Peter Werby for Mike Malloy. We'll be right back.
Tina, your face is all red. Are you okay?
I'm fine. It's just hot in here.
Hot? We're in the freezer aisle, Tina. You're having a hot flash.
Hot flash? Menopause? But I'm still getting my period.
It's not menopause yet, but it could be changing hormones. When I got my first flash, my pharmacist told me to start taking Estrovin. Estrovin is all natural and can help reduce hot flashes, night sweats, and irritability.
I'm not irritable.
Right. And you don't need a prescription. It's in the vitamin aisle.
Let's go get Estrovin now.
Hot flashes? It's just your body telling you it's time for Estrovin. Use as directed.
Why shop at Borders for holiday gifts? Let's compare. I was walking through the mall, and I saw this meat tray, and it reminded me so much of you, I just had to get it.
Or?
I was walking through Borders, and I saw this poetry collection, and I just had to get it because it reminded me so much of you.
At Borders, you'll find hundreds of thoughtful gifts for under $10. Borders, open up a season of surprises.
Ever send an email that you wish you could get back? We've all had it. Send a regret. That feeling you get right after you send an email with the wrong attachment, the wrong information, or to the wrong person. Now you can get those emails back with Big String, the world's first recallable, erasable, self-destructing email. Big String lets you send emails that self-destruct, can't be printed, can't be saved, can't be forwarded. Now you can have the ultimate in email privacy and control for yourself or your business. Now you can self-destruct or change your email after it's already been sent or read. You'll never have to worry about an embarrassing email again. It's your email, and you should decide who gets to read it and for how long. Send important emails, pictures, and documents with total peace of mind that Big String is protecting you. Protect your privacy and take control of your email. Act now and get an extra 6 months of Big String absolutely free. To get your extra 6 months of Big String absolutely free, go to BigString2.com. That's BigString, the number 2.com. BigString2.com for total email privacy and control.
And now, back. Air America Radio News, I'm Jeff Weiser. An improvised explosive device has killed 10 Marines and wounded 11 others southwest of Fallujah. The military says the soldiers died Thursday in one of the worst single attacks on Marines since the conflict in Iraq began in 2003. White House spokesman Scott McClellan says the Bush administration is saddened by the attack. He added that every death in Iraq is tragic, whether it's one or 10. 7 of those injured in the blast were able to return to duty. Rhode Island Senator Lincoln Chafee says that a decorated war veteran's change of heart regarding the war in Iraq echoes a growing sentiment on Capitol Hill. Pennsylvania Congressman John Murtha, who originally voted in favor of the war, recently called for a withdrawal of U.S. troops.
Every time we go to a funeral of a soldier that comes home, we all ask ourselves, are we going to be going to more of these, and for what reason?
And the mood in Congress mirrors that growing sense of unease. As for President Bush's Iraq speech earlier this week, Chafee says he wants to, quote, sort through the rhetoric and find out how we're doing. In New York State, Jeanine Pirro is apparently not ready to bow out of the race for U.S. Senate. Jennifer Pulsoni reports.
She's not backing down. Jeanine Pirro says she's staying in the race to battle Senator Hillary Clinton.
I said from the beginning I'm running for the United States Senate. I am a candidate for the United States Senate.
The Westchester DA isn't letting recent calls to step out from high-level state Republicans get in the way, including Senate Majority Joe Bruno's call to run for Attorney General.
I appreciate Joe Bruno's comments that he believes that if I run for Attorney General, I will win the Attorney General's race. Look, you know me. I've been working for everyday New Yorkers for 30 years. I am committed to the people of New York.
Jennifer Pulsoni in New York.
And the New York Civil Liberties Union has lost its battle, claiming that the NYPD's random searches of bags and backpacks on city buses and subways was unconstitutional. A federal judge in Manhattan ruled that the searches may be allowed to continue. The NYCLU contended that the policy implemented in the transit system was an unprecedented invasion of privacy rights that could not be justified by security benefits. The city says the searches are a critical tool in the battle against terrorism. Many Americans will fly to their destinations this holiday season, and shipping gifts ahead of time will cut down on the hassles of traveling with packages. PacMail CEO Evan Lasky says plane passengers could get stuck with weight limit charges and face the hassle of enhanced airport security if traveling with those holiday gifts.
The other side, of course, is if you spend a lot of time wrapping those gifts beautifully and you carry them on the plane and you're going through security, if they don't like the looks of it, they have every right to rip it wide open.
You're listening to Air America Radio News. I'm Jeff Weiss.
When you struggle with credit card bills every month, you're not just in debt. Debt is all around you.
I see people every day that are on the brink. They're going to go over the edge, and at the bottom is bankruptcy, and we pull them back.
The people who provide Care One Credit Counseling Services know how to help you get out of debt and get on with your life. So call now, 800-297-3019. That's 800-297-3019. We can help you stop the collection calls, pay off your debt sooner, and save up to 57% every month.
You do get to consolidate your payments. You only have to worry about making one payment a month instead of making three or four or five.
Call for licensing details. Get out of debt and get on with your life. Gather up your bills and talk to the people who can help, to the people who care. Call Care One Credit Counseling now. 800-297-3019. 800-297-3019. That's 800-297-3019.
If you need a better way to present or collaborate during your conference calls, the solution is simple. Web conferencing with GoToMeeting. During your call, everyone logs on to GoToMeeting.com and your computer desktop shows up on their computer screen. It's perfect for sales or product demos, training, or real-time collaboration. It's just like you're all in the same room. GoToMeeting is so easy, all you need is a PC, phone, and internet connection. And it's affordable. You're not charged per minute like other providers. So meet as often as you want for as long as you need for one low monthly rate. With GoToMeeting, you can meet with anyone, anywhere without leaving your office. You can try GoToMeeting free for 30 days with unlimited meetings. For this special offer, visit www.gotomeeting.com. Click the radio microphone and use promo code America. That's GoToMeeting.com, radio microphone, promo America. Discover the power of web conferencing with GoToMeeting.
You know, people pay as much as $48 for a pound of gourmet coffee, as much as $150 for a diet pill. Well, what if we combine the two into a great-tasting coffee that guarantees you'll lose weight? Well, we have, and it's called Slim Cafe. A combination of seven safe and effective diet ingredients blended into a gourmet coffee. This 28-ounce bag of Slim Cafe is a 45-day supply. Simply replace your coffee with ours and watch those pounds fade away. And if you don't lose 5 or 10 pounds, well, return it for a full refund, no questions asked. Get started on your own weight loss program by calling toll-free now. You'll get a 45-day supply of delicious Slim Cafe for only $39.95. And remember, if you don't start losing pounds, return it for a full refund. Call now and start your day with Slim Cafe. Call toll-free right now, 1-800-399-6220. That's 1-800-399-6220. Call now, 1-800-399-6220.
Hi, Truth Seekers. You're listening to Peter Werby, sitting in for me, Mike Malloy.
Welcome to the final hour of the Mike Malloy Show. Peter Werby broadcasting for Mike from Detroit, Michigan. Our phone number 866-303-2270 on the Air America Radio Network. And I did a little bit about half an hour ago or so, and I didn't think people would pick up on it that much, but hey, you've been really responding on the phones. We spoke with Larry Burns, director of the Council on Hemispheric Affairs, and we were talking about the middle-class opposition parties that have said that they're going to boycott Sunday's election, the legislative election, saying they're not fair. And we've been talking about that since, what the Bush administration's intentions are. We're open line for the rest of the hour, the final hour that I'll be sitting in. It's been a whole week. It's been fabulous. So appreciate all of you listening and calling, and I know you're going to be glad to have Mike back. But the language, and I think that's extraordinarily important to watch in the weeks to come, because this often is the run-up to coups and military action and what have you. When they start referring, like in this article I'm reading, about how Chavez is providing cheap oil for the U.S. poor, and it angers Washington. I mean, can you imagine this? I mean, these rich SOBs are angry because Venezuela is providing oil to people that need it at reduced prices. There was a big full-page ad in the New York Times yesterday, and they're talking about putting people before profits. Citgo, which is the outlet for the Venezuelan oil, 13,500 of them. Imagine a oil company talking like this. And they say at the end, this fuel assistance program isn't about politics. It's about offering humanitarian aid to those who need it. And this angers Washington. Well, here's the language in this one account. Venezuelan's president, Hugo Chavez, has pulled off his greatest public relations coup yet in his campaign to irritate the Bush administration. So he doesn't give a damn about the poor people of this country. He doesn't give a damn about anybody. He wants to irritate the Bush administration because why? Well, if you've ever seen some of the language they use, they call him mercurial, right? The mercurial strongman. This is someone who rises quickly in the midst of chaos and seizes the power of the state. Well, Hugo Chavez has been elected any number of times. This right-wing middle class tried to topple him in a referendum, and they lost handily. And they talk about in this article the deal to the anger of many in Washington, Citgo Petroleum Corporation, a company controlled by the Venezuelan government, will supply more than 45 million gallons of oil at 40% below market prices. The deal is one of the most spectacular moves yet in Mr. Chavez's attempt to market his 21st century socialism. So we're not supposed to believe him that it's humanitarian. Rather, he's trying to market his 21st century socialism. You know, the reason that these guys are so cynical is because they are so cynical, because they watch Bushco, this administration that we're cursed with, and they know that when these words that we cherish of freedom and democracy and liberty come out of the mouths of Bush and Bushco, we know that they're just damn lies. So they just make the cynical assumption the same thing is true about anyone else. This is while this will not, you know, giving them oil, will not change many minds in Washington about his populist and autocratic regime. It rules by the Constitution in Venezuela. The government does. What's autocratic about it? What is autocratic about it? I mean, Bush is autocratic. He starts wars, you know, autocratically, doesn't he? And populist, remember we were talking about that last night. Here's the dictionary definition. A supporter of the rights and power of the people. Gee, can you call me a populist? Can we call you a populist? We can't call George W. Bush a populist. He's a corporatist. And some of you know that there's another word for corporatist, right? That's fascist. We don't want to call him that, though. And here they always call it the leftist governing party. How come they don't call the Republican Party the right-wing governing party every time they mention it? Wouldn't that be fair? All right, let's go to our phones, 303. Got to give you the area code first. 866-303-2270. It's Sam in Alberta, California. Sam, hi, it's Peter Werby in for Mike Malloy.
Hi, love. It's actually Canada.
Oh, you know, I was wondering. Yeah,
that's okay. I probably screwed up when I rang in. But I agree with you that he's a fascist.
No good. Bush.
And I really applaud Chavez.
Yes.
I never get his name right.
Chavez,
really,
right.
Yeah, I really applaud him for what he's doing, and I like him sticking it to the little turd. Oh, dang, I don't know if you can say that.
That's okay. Hey, it's after midnight here in the States. Of course, you're where? Oh, wait a minute, Alberta. Boy, aren't Americans terrible? I mean, that here are neighbors to the north. Remember Reagan called Muldoon once.
Well, okay, I can't give the guy bad kudos for that one. That was probably the only thing Reagan got right in his whole bloody life. Our government isn't too great, but we're trying to emulate, our conservative government is trying to emulate your Republicans. That really makes me sick.
Yeah, it does. So Alberta is where?
By the Rocky Mountains.
Yeah, well, wait a minute. Alberta is the province.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, that's why. You know, that's what confused me. You're right. I'm trying to think, what province is Alberta in? Alberta is the province itself out there on the plains, right?
Right. That's it. Yes.
Now I got it. What city are you in?
God's country. Calgary.
Calgary, Alberta. Sure. I even knew a friend of mine lived there. Hello. I just had a little brain
Okay. I do it all the time. When somebody tells me some state in your country, and I'm so ignorant when it comes to your states, because you got so many, I'm just like, oh Lord, where am I at?
what's the capital of Alabama?
Georgia? I got wrong, didn't I?
You did. It's all right. I don't know if I can think of it. All right, Sam, thank you so much. Thanks for making our show international. We really appreciate it. Here's a little closer to home to Air America headquarters in downtown Manhattan. Don in Brooklyn. Don, it's Peter Werbe in for Mike Malloy.
Hi, Peter. Thanks for taking my call tonight.
Sure thing. Sure.
I just love the way that we're exporting democracy at the point of a gun when in our own hemisphere, democratically elected governments are thought of as being evil.
Yeah, well, think about it. Say we want to not give Chavez the benefit of the doubt. The horrible deed that he's carrying out is giving cheap oil to people all over this hemisphere. What a horrible man.
Well, that's one of the things I called about. My family's from Jamaica in the West Indies, and one of the things that we're not being told about, even by the liberal media, is that Hugo Chavez gives at a deeply discounted rate oil to countries like Jamaica and other countries that have huge foreign debts.
Sure.
All right. He's selling right now to Jamaica a huge amount of oil at $40 a barrel, and right now on the market, oil is close to $60 a barrel. Jamaica greatly, greatly appreciates this. Going back to the mid-century.
And other, by the way, other Caribbean nations as well. And here in the United States, I always go out of my way to shop at Citgo gasoline stations.
Oh, absolutely.
How come the right wing hasn't started, maybe I shouldn't even mention this, hasn't started a boycott of it?
Peter, going back to the 1970s, Michael Manley, who was a democratically elected prime minister of Jamaica, the government of the United States thought he was getting too close to Fidel Castro at the time. And at that time, they also called him evil. And what the CIA did, and it came out as being true, was they imported a lot of guns to Jamaica to the opposition party. These guns are still in Jamaica being used by both sides. And these are things that...
And by gangs as well, right, in Kingston. Yeah. If you think about it, there must be a few times, I don't know if I can come up with it right away. I can come up with I can easily get a list of 100 times that the United States has interfered with democracy in this hemisphere and across the world, and next to never actually bringing about democracy. I got to get one more call in, Don, before the break. So let's stay in the Manhattan region. Go to Arlene in Yonkers. Arlene, welcome. Peter Werbe here with you on the Mike Malloy Show.
Ah, thank you very much, Peter.
You sound like you have laryngitis.
I do have laryngitis.
I should be a doctor.
Well, hey, I could use a doctor.
Anyway,
who are we to talk about stolen elections in the first place?
There you go.
Secondly, do we prosper by buying cheap things that come from China? We do. Everything comes from China.
Well, I don't know if we do. That's a bad balance of trade.
Well, no, it's a bad balance because our workers aren't getting it. But nevertheless, that's acceptable by our president.
Yeah, sure.
And then if they want to give us cheaper oil, he's a bad guy and China is a good guy. I don't understand this.
It's hard to understand unless you've got the mentality of these elites, but I think even their thinking is a little foggy. Arlene, the music's coming up. It means I got to go to a break. We can talk another time. Oh, this is my last hour on this, isn't it? Thank you, Arlene. Thanks for joining us on the Mike Malloy Show. I'm Peter Werbe. Open lines at 866-303-2270 on the Air America Radio Network. I'll be right back.
You're listening to The Mike Malloy Show on Air America Radio.
I wondered who kept turning up the heat and why I couldn't get a good night's sleep. My body was just announcing that menopause was arriving. Good thing I'd heard about MenoCheck.
The MenoCheck Menopause Indicator Test is FDA-approved and easy to use. It accurately measures FSH, a hormone that becomes elevated with the arrival of menopause.
MenoCheck helped end the uncertainty. Today, I feel great.
MenoCheck, available at Walgreens and other fine retailers. Learn more at MenoCheck.com.
Wow, what a difference a week makes. Just last week, my toenails were thick, yellow, and embarrassing. But then I tried something totally new. Dr. Scholl's Fungal Nail Management Kit with an antifungal cream, plus a revitalizer that made my toenails look better in just 1 week. Now I can show my feet in public. What a difference. All I can say is, wow.
Want to improve the appearance of your nails in just 1 week? Look for Dr. Scholl's Fungal Nail Management Kit in the green box. Use as directed.
If you're considering a loan or bankruptcy to get out of debt, it's time for you to stop and think about how your decision will affect your finances and your credit rating. Before you do anything, talk to the experts at Trinity First. They'll provide you with a free debt analysis and a proven plan to get you out of debt.
We owe thousands in credit card debt. Those past due notices were piling up, and the collection calls were getting ugly.
Trinity looked at our situation and put us on a plan.
We started saving money, and we stopped dodging phone calls.
Trinity gave us one monthly payment we could handle.
They reduced our interest, so over time, we saved thousands.
If your debt has you down, call Trinity.
We did. Now we're debt-free for keeps.
Trinity!
Call the experts at Trinity for your free debt analysis at 800-936-7649. That's 800-936-7649. Call now, 800-936-7649.
If getting life insurance is on your things to-do list, now you can get a term life policy in just 10 minutes. 10 minutes to get up to $250,000 of term life insurance if you qualify through Jefferson National Life Insurance Company. Call now for a free quote. 1-866-492-2500. With Jefferson National, there's no medical exam, no long forms, and no agent will visit you. Just take 10 minutes over the phone. If you qualify, your term life coverage starts right away. Call now. 1-866-492-2500. Getting life insurance has never been easier to cross off your list. Contains limitations not available in all states. Term life issued by Jefferson National, Dallas, Texas, under form number JNL-SEL-03, and the American Life Insurance Company of New York, New York, under form number ANLYSEL03. Call Jefferson National now, 1-866-492-2500, 1-866-492-2500. That's 1-866-492-2500.
All your critical information is on your office PC. To work from home or while traveling, you have to copy everything to disk, email files to yourself, or sync up your laptop. What a hassle. Here's your solution. Go to MyPC, the easiest, most secure access solution on the market. With Go to My PC, you can access your office PC from anywhere in the world, all over the internet. Log on to gotomypc.com and your desktop instantly appears just as if you were sitting in front of your office computer. Work with all your programs and files, check email, and access any network resource. All you need is internet access, no additional software, and it works automatically with firewalls. With Go to My PC, anything you can do at your office PC, you can now do from, well, anywhere. You can try Go to My PC free for 30 days with unlimited access. Visit www.gotomypc.com, click the radio listener link, and use promo code America. That's gotomypc.com. Radio listener link, promo America. Try Go to My PC free today.
Border to border and coast to coast, The Mike Malloy Show. All substance, no abuse.
866-303-2270. Peter Werby sitting in for Mike Malloy. Oh, final 40 minutes or so. Mike will be back on Monday, rested, ready to rave. This is the Air America Radio Network, broadcasting all across the United States. And if you want to hook up with me anymore, you can go to my website, peterwerbe.com, P-E-T-E-R-W-E-R-B-E.com. Email being accepted at calltalkyes@yahoo.com. Right now, although I think there's some people on the line about other stuff, feel free. I'm pretty ADD, so I can, you know, handle all the big switch around. But we were talking about the elections in Venezuela that have been that are going on Sunday, but the opposition parties have pulled out, said the elections aren't fair. No real reason to suspect that's the case, given that the previous elections have been disastrous to the right-wing opposition, but they've all been certified as fair. Let's go back to our phones, and I got to count up here. One, two, three. Okay. Here's Andre in New York. Andre, Peter Werby with you on the Mike Malloy Show. Hi.
Hey, Peter. How are you?
Welcome. Thank you.
I just like the words mercurial, sort of like too smart or too lucky.
Yeah.
You know? What was coming to mind when I was, of course, this is all just disheartening. You know, you just, here's a country that's, you know, for whatever, it's trying to do some good.
But wait a minute, Andre, you know what is protecting Venezuela from a U.S. invasion is the quagmire that Bush Co. has us mired in Iraq. I don't think, what are they going to do? They can't, I mean, maybe they could engineer a coup the way they did in Chile.
Yeah.
And that's a real danger, the way our guest Larry Burns talked about. But the U.S. certainly isn't going to invade it.
It brought to mind something that I had, a documentary I'd seen a few years ago that totally, like, blew my mind. It was about Argentina and Perón, and it was never shown in the U.S. or Britain, never translated either. And it was produced by this artist called Leonardo Favio. And what blew my mind was, like, even back in the 40s, at least according to this documentary, was that, you know, Argentina was so successful and so prosperous at that right after World War II that they were doing the same thing that Chavez is doing,
mm-hmm.
where they were giving countries millions of dollars for reconstruction without any payback. You know, they weren't asking to repay loans or anything like that. They were just giving the money away. And I don't know. All I just keep thinking is that we just can't deal with that. We can't deal with another country.
Well, I love precision, so I don't like we. I mean, I know what you're trying to say.
At least, okay.
These rulers, they want compliant client states that will allow massive penetration of North American capital, particularly U.S. capital. And throughout the 20th century, when the United States invaded and occupied countries all over the hemisphere, time after time after time, and then got a little more sophisticated into the 50s, began overthrowing governments by proxy, like in Guatemala and Chile and what have you, and backed every ruthless, bloody dictatorship, torture state imaginable.
Yeah.
Now, we got to wonder, is Hugo Chavez going to suffer the same? Thank you, Andre. Appreciate your call. Here's Lynn in Atlanta. Lynn, Peter Werby on the Mike Malloy Show.
Yeah. Hi. First of all, I just wanted to say I've really enjoyed your being here this week. And
I've had a wonderful time. Thank you.
Yeah, good. Yeah, nice to have you. And then, in terms of your concern about Chavez, it makes me really wonder whether there's anything that we in this country can do in terms of sort of, I don't know, exposing, you know, the government, keeping an eye on the government, saying that we're worried this is what's going to happen.
Mm-hmm.
To, you know, to some degree where there's some protection for Chavez.
Well, we're much like, this is the only time I can imagine saying this, we're much like the Bush administration where our primary focus is on Iraq. But the United States has military contingency plans for the invasion and occupation of every single country in the world. Now, some of them may have a little 3x5 card like Liechtenstein or something like that, but ones like Cuba, even Canada, my dear Canadian friends, Mexico, other countries in the hemisphere, I mean, they would say, well, we don't want to be caught flat-footed. What if something really weird happened in Canada or Mexico or Colombia or something like that? So there are these contingency plans, but I don't know that they can be, I don't think one coup against Venezuela could occur given what's going on. However, the ability to subvert the constitutional processes of Venezuela by surrogates, particularly the military, sections of the military, is a real possibility. And if we're just acting alone, and unfortunately at this point many of us still are and are connected up, sometimes connected up only to information on the Internet, it's difficult. But those of us who are in organizations or have church groups or labor groups, we've got to bring this issue to the fore. That's absolutely correct. Thank you, Lynn.
Okay, go ahead.
What?
Well, I was going to say, where would you bring it?
Well, I mean, I don't know. You know, I'll tell you, I'm not a member of any group. I don't go to church. I am a member. I am a member of a union, the American Federation of Television and Radio Artists. But I don't know if I would bring that up at a. Broadcasters don't like to take political positions in our union because they think then we're going to look like we're not objective. Hello. So that's a good question. Let's throw it out to people. Peter Werby and the Mike Malloy Show, 866-303-2270, Air America Radio Network, right back.
This is the Mike Malloy Show on Air America Radio.
the ACLU brings you the third installment of the groundbreaking series that reveals how civil liberties affect real people every day. The Freedom Files, Episode 3, Dissent. Tune in to watch shocking stories about everyday Americans who practice their right to free speech and dissent, only to be thwarted, harassed, or arrested. To view the trailer, watch full episodes, or purchase the DVD, go to airamericaradio.com and click on the ACLU Freedom Files banner. Or go to ACLU.tv to witness alarming attempts to discourage Americans' rights to free speech.
I don't think there's ever been a government that likes criticism. I don't think there's ever been a government that likes dissent.
This show reminds us why the First Amendment is so vital to the Constitution of the United States. Visit airamericaradio.com and click on the ACLU Freedom Files banner to learn more.
My name's Brian, and I've been suffering from psoriasis for over 15 years. And this product, Skin Zinc, actually works. I love it because there's no steroids. You just spray it on, and it works. It's like having brand new skin.
I'm Janine, and I just want to tell everyone out there that Skin Zinc is amazing. I don't itch. Look, I'm in a T-shirt and shorts. I finally have a social life again. Just try it. It works. Believe me.
My name is Mark, and I've used everything there is to treat the dry, flaky skin on my arms. Skin Zinc helps. I don't know why doctors don't have this, but I'm telling you, they don't.
After using Skin Zinc, it's completely cleared up. Skin Zinc is phenomenal.
I tried Skin Zinc, and in about 1 week, I noticed that the rashes on my arms were going away. It works better than anything I've ever used, period.
Call right now for your in-home 30-day risk-free trial of Skin Zinc at 800-507-5896. That's 800-507-5896. Skin Zinc helps you eliminate psoriasis. Call 800-507-5896. Call now and get relief. 800-507-5896.
So you want to stop smoking? Well, here's what I want you to do. Go to a drugstore and take a stop smoking product off the shelf. Go to the cashier. Tell him you don't want to pay for the product. You just want to take it home and try it. And if, and only if, you stop smoking, will you then come back and pay for it? Most likely, if you tried this, you'd be arrested. But as silly as this sounds, this is exactly what the smoke-free free trial offer is. Smoke-free is a complete all-natural stop smoking system. And when you call today, they will send you a 30-day supply of the program absolutely free. This program eliminates withdrawals, cravings, and includes a 30-day supply of the smoke-free capsules, a guide to living smoke-free book, an audio support program, a capsule holder, and a bottle of weight loss capsules, just in case you are worried about gaining weight while you're trying to quit. To find out if you qualify for this free trial offer, join the tens of thousands who have quit for life with smoke-free. Call 1-800-684-5908. That's 1-800-684-5908. This is a limited-time offer, so call 1-800-684-5908 now.
If you could cut your mortgage payment by 45%, would that make a difference to you? If you're like most people, it can make a difference of hundreds of dollars a month and thousands of dollars a year. That's why the home loan experts at Quicken Loans created the revolutionary new Smart Choice interest-only loan. It's the flexible mortgage that can lower your payment up to 45%. Homeowners nationwide are calling Quicken Loans at 800-396-9711 to discover the difference for themselves. If you have a mortgage you can't afford not to call, you could see a dramatic drop in your payment even if you've recently refinanced. Call 800-396-9711 now to see how Quicken Loans can lower your house payment up to 45%. Quicken Loans is an equal housing lender. State licensing information available on request. In today's economy, you can't afford to wait. See the difference Quicken Loans can make for you. Call Quicken Loans, America's home loan experts, now. 800-396-9711. 800-396-9711. That's 800-396-9711.
You be the judge. New FlexoFactor helps promote joint strength, flexibility, lubrication, range of motion, and even the renewal of cartilage from your hands and knees to your hips and elbows. And we'll prove it by letting you try it free. A $30 bottle, free. FlexoFactor is a new all-natural joint support supplement that combines five specific joint-supporting ingredients in one exclusive formula. FlexoFactor helps cushion, lubricate, and strengthen joints and cartilage over time. It's perfect for seniors, weekend athletes, anyone who depends on healthy joints for an active lifestyle. But don't take our word for it. You be the judge. Call now and try a free bottle of FlexoFactor, a $30 value. You simply provide $4.95 to help cover shipping and handling. FlexoFactor. We know that if you try it, you'll buy it. Call 1-800-364-9974. That's 1-800-364-9974. Limit one bottle per household. Call 1-800-364-9974.
Web conferencing has been around for some time, allowing you to hold meetings over the internet during conference calls. You may have heard of WebEx or Live Meeting, but have you checked out their prices? Whoa, talk about expensive. Good news, there's a more affordable way. GoToMeeting. GoToMeeting doesn't charge per minute. For one low, flat monthly rate, hold as many meetings as you want for as long as you need. With GoToMeeting, you don't need to drive or fly to have a meeting anymore. All you need is a PC, phone, and internet connection. And you can collaborate or present with anyone, anywhere in the world, without ever leaving your office. You can try GoToMeeting free for 30 days with unlimited meetings. For this special offer, visit www.gotomeeting.com, click the radio microphone, and use promo code America. That's gotomeeting.com, radio microphone, promo code America. Discover the power of web conferencing with GoToMeeting.
And now, back to Peter Werby on the Mike Malloy Show.
Thank you, Mike Malloy. Peter Werby in the final 25 minutes of sitting in for Mike Malloy. Let's see here. Eric wrote into calltalkyes@yahoo.com. We're talking about the election scheduled for Sunday in Venezuela. The opposition parties have withdrawn, claiming they're rigged. I say, as did our guest Larry Burns from the Council on Hemispheric Affairs, that they were going to lose handily anyways, and they may be operating at the behest of Washington. That's sending lots of our money, millions of dollars, down there to undermine the democratically elected government of Venezuela. Anyways, Eric writes into calltalkyes@yahoo.com, I distributed Nader videos during the 2000 election cycle, and one of the things he said while commenting on U.S. foreign policy was, watch Venezuela. Chavez is there, and he's attempting some real reform. Now just watch and see how they treat him. To be honest, I didn't think much about it till 2002 when the U.S.-backed coup in Venezuela failed. Lord only knows how many nations have been turned into paranoid basket cases by our constant meddling. And was I just thinking this, or did I say this on the air? I don't think I did say it. Yeah, that last night I played a song by David Rovics, R-O-V-I-C-S. You can go to davidrovics.com, and he has a song called Song for Chavez. And one of the lines is, before the coup. I'm heading down to Venezuela at the end of January to go to the World Social Forum, so I have even more intense interest in all of this. But we're going to take a little break. Everybody's on hold, even though we're going to kind of mix the subjects here a little. Let's go to Boston and talk to John. John, hi, John there. But, you know, I mean, you know what little sick, you know, it is really frightening, isn't it? Jason, how much of that got on the air? All of it, or? Oh, okay. Guy just called in and said, you're a Marxist piece of crap, he said the S word. This guy waited for so long. I mean, I'm starting to feel badly, you know, that man, this guy's been hanging on for so long. You know, it's Friday night, and for those of us who want to have a thoughtful discussion, even disagreement, about the major issues of the day, this is just such an incredible forum. But a little sicky, like him, spends like an hour and a half. I mean, you know, go somewhere, go to a club, watch sports on television. But I mean, that's in a nutshell, that's what's wrong with the United States. The guy, John from Boston. Oh, well. Let's see, number two here. Philip from Santa Fe has been on a long time, too. Hey, Philip, you're on the air.
Hi, Peter. This is Philip. Yeah, I'm from Detroit years ago.
Detroit, yeah.
Yeah, my studio was above the Krim Theater.
Really?
Yeah.
What do you mean, your studio? You're an artist?
Yeah, I'm from San. Yeah, Canyon Road was my skid row, Peter.
I gotcha.
Yeah,
I love Santa Fe.
Hey, it's I'm here. I'm gonna stay anyway. My key point was suiting up the bully boys. That's how we used to say it when Father Coughlin, you know, they burned a cross there at the Shrine of Little Flower back World War II days.
They used to call that church out there on Woodward the Shrine of the Little Fuhrer.
Yeah, well, I'm saying, you know, this Fuhrer that we have kind of drools, you know, but he doesn't fit in to the script that we used to have about the Illuminati or the Bilderbergers, you know, these super intelligent rich guys that were going to take over the world. I mean, because this guy's a dull normal.
Yeah, well, I'll tell you, Philip, what really happened. You know, the smart guys are still having their meetings. The Bilderbergers are still meeting. The Bohemian Club, the Club of Rome, all those people, they still meet. The real smart guys. They're like, what's his name? Cheney. They're like Cheney.
I don't want to believe that, Peter. What I'm saying is all those guys in World War II, they were supposed to be real organized and really intelligent. As a matter of fact, it was the Jews that did most of the significant experiments and the outstanding things that we truly benefited from afterward, like Einstein. But they tried to take advantage of what it is. Well, for instance, there was a president that was a school teacher, James Abram Garfield, my favorite president.
Your favorite? And didn't he get assassinated?
Oh, yeah, but he only lasted 3 months, Peter.
Well, there's so much.
See, he was a really good guy. JFK kind of dedicated. I'm a first-year recipient, National Endowment, and he kind of, you know, signified my pedigree there. Well, anyway,
Philip, we're getting way too far afield. Let me just leave it at that. All right, thank you, Philip. Thanks for joining us on the Mike Malloy Show. Let's go to Miami. Here is Oscar. Oscar, hi. It's Peter Werby on the Mike Malloy Show.
What's up, Peter? How are we doing tonight?
Doing great.
I would hate to have your job after these two messages. Anyways,
Oscar, I have tried honest work before. This beats the hell out of it.
Well, anyway, just a quick background. I still have family in Venezuela. And, well, I don't know how much media coverage the whole election got, election got around the nation. But locally here in Miami, and by firsthand by my family members, what Chavez did in Venezuela was he set up more booths in the areas where he knew he was going to get elected. And in the areas that he knew that he wasn't going to get elected, he would set up at least two.
Well, you know, if that's true, that sounds like Bush in Ohio, doesn't it?
Yeah. Well, a better contrast would be Bush putting up one booth for the entire red state of I don't know.
Well, you know, I'll tell you, Oscar, I don't know the ins and outs of it, but I do know that every election that has been held in Venezuela since Chavez came to power, they've extensively monitored it, and even the U.S. State Department said that they validated the authenticity of the past results. I mean,
True. I agree with that. But just from firsthand, for my family members who were trying to vote against Chavez, yeah, they waited 12 hours in line and didn't even get to the front of the line before they quit.
Wow, that
and
does sound like Ohio.
There was people actually selling hot dogs trying to keep these people on the line while there was just two at a time going through. You understand what I'm saying? So Jimmy Carter might have gone over there. Everybody else might have gone over there. But they only saw those booths that were set up in the areas where he knew he was going to get elected.
Well, all right, let's leave it at the
show. I really enjoyed the show right up to that point, though.
Okay, well, right. No, I'm glad to get always opinions like that. I don't know. Like I said, I have distrust for government, period, and that governments to retain and maintain their power go to unusual lengths often. On the other hand, from everything we've been able to tell, it appears that Chavez is enormously popular, that he's been doing things that are rarely done in Latin America, and even an old anarchist like me grudgingly gives him a nod. Thank you, Oscar. I appreciate it. Let's see here. These all have numbers after them. All right. Bruce in California. Bruce, hi, it's Peter Werby. You're on the air.
Buenas noches, Pedro.
Buenas noches, amigo.
One thing on, real quick, the Canadian lady that called in, Chavez's name is pronounced with a hard CH like cheese, and there's no Z sound like the English buzz in Spanish. It's an S. So it's Chavez.
Yeah, actually, I was told it's not even Venezuela. It's Venezuela.
That's right.
Yeah.
There is no Z sound in Spanish. But anyway, that was not why I called. But I wanted to help that lady out. The reason I called was regarding the Kennedy assassination and
sure.
the guest that you had on. I am what is known as an assassination buff. I hate that term. I have probably read 50 or 60 books on the subject and done pretty extensive studies in my own time. So it's not that I'm just sort of talking with no background or experience.
Now, have you seen this new book, Ultimate Sacrifice?
I'm going to buy it.
It's 900 pages.
Yeah, 900 pages in 17 years. And believe me, I'm fully cognizant of what that means. excuse me. There is one thing, though, that with all due respect to the authors and the time that they put into working on the book, the notion that the mafia could have done this is certainly plausible. Anybody could have pulled the trigger.
Mm-hmm.
But the question is, could they have pulled off the cover-up? And could they have pulled off the autopsy manipulation? And the answer is no. The CIA, in fact, I believe that the mafia hitmen were the people that actually pulled the trigger. But, again, with all due respect to the people that spent the time researching it, and I haven't read their book yet and seen their conclusions, I can tell you that there's just no possible way that the mafia by itself could have handled the cover-up.
I'll tell you, Bruce, that's exactly what struck me, but I haven't read the book yet. I mean, it's pretty daunting, 900 pages, but I have enough respect, certainly for Tom Hartman and the work that he's done on Progressive Talk Radio, to know that he wouldn't get involved with just baloney. So I'm going to give it a read. You too. Thank you, Bruce. Appreciate your call. Let's go to Al in Sacramento. Al, hi. It's Peter Werby for Mike Malloy.
How you doing? I like your show.
Well, thank you, sir.
The thing I like about it, you get them calls moving because you need to get them calls, some of the other guys, including Mike, don't get enough calls moving through. You've got to keep your finger on the pulse of what people are thinking. And the more calls, the more you can tell if what the trend is out there.
You know, if I had control of the button that controlled this all, I don't have it. They do in New York. I'd say, hey, thanks for calling. Now, listen, we actually got to go to a break,
no,
Al,
no,
but I'm going to hold you over. I'm going to hold you over. Don't worry about that. Some final calls coming up in my final segment of my final day on the Mike Malloy Show. Peter Werby here with you. Air America Radio Network, 866-303-2270. I'll be right back.
The Mike Malloy Show on Air America Radio.
Why shop at Borders for holiday gifts? Let's compare.
I got you this toaster cozy that looks like a chicken, because I know you love chicken, and who doesn't like toast?
Or,
I got you this Italian cookbook because I know you loved Tuscany and I know you love pasta.
At Borders, you'll find hundreds of thoughtful gifts for under $10. Borders, open up a season of surprises.
Don't let a stiff neck or an aching back or even arthritis keep you from being active. Go out and get the Salon Pause Patch. Salon Pause medicated patches provide fast and sustained relief to aching muscles and joints. Simply apply the Salon Pause Patch where it hurts and enjoy hours of soothing relief. No fuss, no mess, just lasting relief. So don't let muscle pain slow you down. Be more active with the Salon Pause Patch. Salon Pause is available at major chain drugstores and pharmacies.
Attention! If you do not have health insurance, have limited health insurance, or are uninsurable and are worried about the cost of health care, this announcement is for you. For less than $2 a day, your entire family can save thousands of dollars on all medical expenses thanks to Synergy Health.
With more than 600,000 providers around the country, Synergy Health can save you up to 60% on doctors, hospitals, hearing, vision, prescriptions, and even dental care. Plus, you'll get great savings on chiropractic, alternate medicine, and much more. And here's the best part. Synergy Health offers guaranteed acceptance to everyone, no matter what your health history or income, at the same low price. Call our 800 number and learn how Synergy Health is helping families like yours for less than $2 a day. There is no obligation, and the information is free.
Call 1-800-933-2596 for free information. That's 1-800-933-2596. There's absolutely no obligation.
The ACLU brings you the third installment of the groundbreaking series that reveals how civil liberties affect real people every day. The Freedom Files, Episode 3, Dissent. Tune in to watch shocking stories about everyday Americans who practice their right to free speech and dissent, only to be thwarted, harassed, or arrested. To view the trailer, watch full episodes, or purchase the DVD, go to airamericaradio.com and click on the ACLU Freedom Files banner. Or go to ACLU.tv to witness alarming attempts to discourage Americans' rights to free speech.
I don't think there's ever been a government that likes criticism. I don't think there's ever been a government that likes dissent.
This show reminds us why the First Amendment is so vital to the Constitution of the United States. Visit airamericaradio.com and click on the ACLU Freedom Files banner to learn more.
Hi, I'm Robert Wagner with an important message for homeowners 62 years or older. If you own a home, you may be able to pay off your current mortgage or access the equity in your home without making any monthly loan payments. That's right, no monthly loan payments. A U.S. government-insured reverse mortgage allows you to convert the equity in your home into cash, giving you the financial independence you deserve. The tax-free proceeds won't affect Social Security or Medicare benefits, and you can use the money for almost any purpose you desire. The Senior Lending Network program has prepared a free educational video that explains how a reverse mortgage works, how to qualify, and how you can supplement your income without any monthly loan payments. If you're a homeowner 62 years or older, your free video is waiting. So call now.
For a free educational video from the Senior Lending Network on reverse mortgages, call 800-995-4290. 800-995-4290.
Senior Lending Network is a program by Mortgage Warehouse, a licensed mortgage banker, New York State Banking Department. Caller's information will be shared with lenders who are members of the program. Consult your tax advisor regarding tax implications.
Hi, Truth Seekers. You're listening to Peter Werbe, sitting in for me, Mike Malloy.
Thank you, Mike. Final segment of this week I've been sitting in for Mike. It's been great. In fact, rather than having to rush at the end, let me thank everybody at Air America, including Dee and Justin and Jason, who have been doing a fine job to lead me through all this. Let's go back to Al in Sacramento, and I'd like everybody just to keep kind of the remarks short, just a short segment. Al, go ahead. Just give me your opinion on Venezuela.
Yes, Venezuela, yes, that's ridiculous. And, you know, the thing that shocks me is there are the Republican callers who call in and will defend this idiotic attack on Venezuela. They're so ignorant. You know, I've been a union member almost 30 years, and although I am not a highly educated genius, I'm smart enough not to go out and vote for somebody who's going to cut my union down and cut my wages down. You know, I mean,
yeah.
I've
you know the Leonard Skinner song, I Know a Little, and then the rest of it is I Can Guess the Rest. All right, yeah. Al, thank you very much. Let's go to Mark in Phoenix. Mark, hi, it's Peter Werbe in for Mike Malloy. You're on the air. Go ahead.
Yeah, I hear you're talking about the election in Venezuela being certified.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it was certified by Jimmy Carter. I mean,
no, it was agreed to by the State Department, though.
Yeah, I don't think so.
What do you mean you don't think so?
Look at Jimmy Carter's resume.
What's
you know,
that?
Remember 18% mortgage? You know, that's him. He couldn't. He can't run anything. You know, they let him around by the nose.
What makes you think that?
Oh well, I don't. Do you remember before?
Wait a minute. So this is all supposition. I mean, you don't know this, do you, Mark?
The facts.
All right. Thank you very much. Let's continue on. Here's Robert in Miami. Hi, Robert. Hey, Robert. You with me? Yeah. There you go. Go ahead.
Yes. On Wednesday, Marine General Peter Pace, the Joint Chiefs of
staff chairman, and Rumsfeld had a press conference, and somebody asked about the torture or abuse at the Iraqi Interior Ministry jail and what responsibility we had for it. And General Pace, who I guess hasn't gotten the program, must have some honesty. He said, it is absolutely the responsibility of every U.S. service member, if they see inhumane treatment being conducted, to intervene to stop it. And then he elaborated.
Yeah, but wait a minute. There was a little, I mean, who was it, Rumsfeld, who said, well, they have to report it?
And then, exactly. I'm reading the transcript here, but I don't think, Rumsfeld, but I don't think you mean they have an obligation to physically stop it. It's to report it. General Pace, if they are physically present when inhumane treatment is taking place, sir, they have an obligation to try to stop it. So he says this right in front of Rumsfeld. Now, you can imagine Rumsfeld, with the compliant generals like Myers that he's had, you can imagine Rumsfeld probably was shocked by this. And then Rumsfeld continued a couple paragraphs later, and he said, I'm not going to be judging it from 4,000 miles away. How many miles away? And then he corrects himself, 5,000 or 6,000, which is more like 6,000. So in other words, he's not going to be judging things from Iraq from 6,000 miles away. Well, what was the whole war about? And we were judging things occurring in Iraq that we didn't like for Saddam Hussein's mistreatment of people, killing people and torturing people years ago. And then at one point he says, obviously, the United States does not, this is Rumsfeld, not Pace.
Grab those calls
obviously,
coming
the
in, please.
States
so I have
not
a...
have a responsibility.
Thank you. You got it. You got it. All right, let's go to Bob in San Jose. Hey, they told me it was on the air. Good. I was trying to, some calls are coming in. I want to make sure I get the
I'll
last
one. I'll
make
it very brief because I know there isn't much time. I think Chavez is a marked man, but that isn't why I called. Why I called is I have a theory about why our president was so evasive about when we leave Iraq. I don't think he plans to. My understanding is there were a large number of bases in Saudi Arabia that we've closed, mm-hmm. and there's 14 under construction in Iraq that replace these Saudi Arabian bases, Navy, Air Force, and Army bases. And so if there's this huge place where lots of money is going, billions of dollars, and big bases being built, this is not a thing that we're going to pull away from in 2 years.
Well, I'll tell you, Bob, they didn't have an exit strategy initially because you're absolutely right. They had plans for invasion and occupation to change the laws so there could be massive penetration of U.S. capital and exploitation of the oil that's there. That's what the war is all about. But they may have to change in midstream because when you see the dam starting to break, when from all over, including military, saying it's a losing proposition, we got to get out. I think.
Well, in that regard, I agree with you, and I hope the quicker it breaks, the better.
I got you.
And the other thing I want to say is you've done an excellent job this week, and I'm glad you've been here.
Well, it's been great, and thank you, Bob. A lot of it, you know, makes it so easy, besides our friends at Air America, is the callers. You guys are wonderful. Mike's lucky. Thank you, sir. You know, this, I'm interested in this. Here's Stacy in Fort Lauderdale wants to talk about the prices at Citgo stations. Hey, Stacy, hi, you're on the air.
Hi, I'm sorry I said Fort Lauderdale. I moved recently. I'm in Hollywood, Florida, which is not too far. I'm fine. I'm happy that you're on the air. Keep doing a good job. Misery Love Company, don't let those negative people get to you. But what I wanted to say briefly was that I experienced, when I heard that Citgo was given the discount, I immediately started to go there, but it was 30 cent more a gallon and very high. And I think that those people that have the tankers aren't passing the discounts down to us.
Oh, no, here's what's happening. First off, Stacy, it's mostly, in fact, I think it's just happened only in Massachusetts, and it hasn't been to the Citgo stations. No, at the Citgo station near my house, it's the identical price of all the rest. I mean, it's if there's a bunch of them there, and there's a couple that are the lowest, the Citgo is always the lowest. But it's not showed up at the pump, and I think that Citgo, which you're correct, distributes Venezuelan oil, that they're not going. I mean, they could probably sell it at 30, 40 cents a gallon lower than any others. But I think that they would think that this would just mess so terribly with the economy here and the reaction to it that they're keeping it at a market level.
Oh, well, it's above market level. I'm finding every other gas, all gas stations except Citgo. And that was about a month ago. I looked now and then at their prices, but I'm waiting for it to go down. So you said it probably haven't gotten here yet?
Yeah, well, yeah, I don't know. I mean, like I say, though, it's been what they're talking about is home heating oil, fuel oil. So
we're
still going to just keep getting robbed at the pump. Hey, Stacy, thanks for being my last caller. Peter Werby having sat in, I guess is the right tense there, sat in for Mike Malloy all week. It's been a wonderful experience. I hope I get to do it again, but I know you want Mike back, so that'll happen on Monday. We'll meet farther down the trail. Have a good one.
Mike Malloy on Air America Radio.
This is your Mother Jones Minute. Here's Mother Jones publisher, Jay Harris.
Quick, whose words are these? The government of the United States is not in any sense founded on a Christian religion. If you guessed America's founding fathers, you're right. The quote is from the 1797 Treaty of Tripoli. Those words were approved unanimously by the Senate and signed by President John Adams. They dovetail nicely with the Constitution, which doesn't mention God, and the Bill of Rights, which established the separation of church and state. They show America as the founders intended, the world's first secular government. Recently, religious right-wingers have tried to undermine American principles by rewriting America's history. But don't be fooled. One of our core strengths has always been the religious diversity allowed to flourish when the government stays out of religion. That tradition is our true heritage and our true strength.
For the best investigative reporting and news, visit MotherJones.com. This has been a Mother Jones Minute.
Web conferencing has been around for some time, allowing you to hold meetings over the internet during conference calls. You may have heard of WebEx or Live Meeting, but have you checked out their prices? Whoa, talk about expensive. Good news, there's a more affordable way. GoToMeeting. GoToMeeting doesn't charge per minute. For one low, flat monthly rate, hold as many meetings as you want for as long as you need. With GoToMeeting, you don't need to drive or fly to have a meeting anymore. All you need is a PC, phone, and internet connection. And you can collaborate or present with anyone, anywhere in the world, without ever leaving your office. You can try GoToMeeting free.